Greetings, butt fun aficionados. Are you tired of the complicated and convoluted world of rump-related pleasure devices? Well, Pretty Little Dan Inc. has heard you loud and clear. PLD Inc. is proud to introduce a dendo that harkens back to a simpler time before life was oh so complicated. Presenting the Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dendo. The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dendo is 3 feet of fossilized straight from Dan O'Malley's perfect little hole. Our research team traveled back in time in order to develop our patented speed aging process. We take one of Dan's monster-sized fiber, mix it with real brontosaurus, and fossilize it in a matter of days. The result is a dando that is stronger and more dense for you to bam 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 your asshole. The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando comes in three sizes: brontosaurus, woolly mammoth, and big giant car tipping over rib size thingy. Order today and receive an authentic Stone Age record player that uses prehistoric asshole burr technology to play your records. Waste no more time and order your Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando.
The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando is not officially licensed by Hanna-Barbera or any of its associates, affiliates, or anybody else named Hanna-Barbera.
Isn't it time to make your bed rock? Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Be better than
I'm just the executive producer. I don't write everything.
Don't give me that crap. You wrote the first ones and produced them. Then you handed them off to Itchy and Scratchy.
Well, that's normally the way things work. You executive produce something, you write, produce the pilot, then you hand it off to somebody else. Now I just oversee the process.
Right, which does not absolve you of any of the wrongdoing.
I think it does.
Yeah, you're off the hook.
Thank you.
Everett! This is an area where your expertise would actually be beneficial.
Yeah, and I'm saying, nah.
Let's say I said something untoward that wasn't really finable by the FCC, but could get us end up in civil court.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they would sue Bob Pittman along with me, or just me?
I think they would sue the company as well.
They probably would, but the company could probably get off going.
Okay.
Ah! There.
Yes, they would sue you.
So you go to the source. You'll be mad at somebody, be mad at Chloe and Alfred.
It's a conspiracy.
It really is amazing when you're looking for music on the fly, what you can find on YouTube. I found the orchestration? The orchestral version.
Orchestral?
Orchestral. Of the Flintstones by some symphony orchestra someplace.
Nice.
They ran out of Bach and Beethoven.
Yeah, let's do the Flintstones.
Oh, there's a really good TV theme by the Dallas Symphony Orchestra doing the theme of Dallas. Not only does it sound impressive, it's gee-damned impressive to watch.
Man, I hope so. Because if you're the Dallas Symphony doing that theme, you better not be shown up by the Boston Pops. Yeah. That's just embarrassing. That's sort of probably like a proactive thing where the Dallas Symphony said, all right, we're doing this before anybody else, and we're going to do it better and so good that no one else will even attempt it.
I'm sorry, what? Can you play that again? Why, sure.
No one said that. No one said that.
Greetings, Bud Bon aficionados. Are you tired of the complicated and convoluted world of rump-related pleasure devices? Well, Pretty Little Dan Inc. has heard you loud and clear. PLD Inc. is proud to introduce a Dendo that harkens back to a simpler time before life was oh so complicated. Presenting the Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dendo. The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dendo is 3 feet of fossilized straight from Dan O'Malley's.
You can't even say the Kraken.
No, and those were my good takes.
You know how ridiculous this is.
The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dendo. The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dendo is 3 feet of fossilized straight from Dan O'Malley's perfect little hole. Our research team traveled back in time in order to develop our patented speed aging process.
What is it, Everett?
A 54-year-old guy laughing while he says doo-doo.
What does that mean?
You just asked me while I was laughing. It's funny. Mm. It's very charming. Mm. In its own
three,
way.
What?
In its own way.
3 feet of fossilized straight from Dan O'Malley's perfect little hole. Our research team traveled back in time in order to develop our patented speed aging process. We take one of Dan's monster-sized fibers, mix it with real brontosaurus shit, and fossilize it in a matter of days. The result is a dando that is stronger and more dense for you to bam 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 your asshole. The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando comes in three sizes: brontosaurus, woolly mammoth, and big giant car tipping over rib size thingy. Order today and receive an authentic Stone Age record player that uses prehistoric asshole burr technology to play your records. Waste no more time and order your Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando.
The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando is not officially licensed by Hanna-Barbera or any of its associates, affiliates, or anybody else named Hanna-Barbera.
Isn't it time to make your bed rock? Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Should we play everything Mardi Gras version?
Yes. I don't even know what that is, but yes.
Fine.
Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday?
Well, I know what Mardi Gras is, of course.
Get ready, because Pretty Little Dan Inc. is ready to give you a jammin' jamboree. Attention all you Mardi Gras party animals. You know that having a Fat Tuesday party without a dando is like the French without the quarter. So PLD Inc. introduces the latest and the greatest holiday dando. The Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doo Doo Dando Hurricane Edition. This behemoth of a dando is as big as a parade float, kicking in at 6 feet 10 inches wide and a whopping 59 feet long. You know it's as long as one of those big bendy bus thingies. It's a supreme party favor for you and 153 of your closest friends. The Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doo Doo Dando Hurricane Edition comes with 153 oversized self-extending javelins. Everyone at your party will really feel the saints come marching in their assholes. Their Creole holes will never be the same. It also comes with party favors all molded from Dan's sweet buttery sh**. Masks, beads, furry umbrellas, and a live Zydeco band. That's right, we made a living, breathing Zydeco band out of Dan's shit. Order now and also receive a coupon for a $1 off family-sized Cajun chicken meal with red beans and rice with buttery biscuits. When in the Fat Tuesday Voodoo Doo Doo Dando Hurricane Edition, because your guests have uncontrollable cough, fist, cream pie, discharge during your jam and jamboree. Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Man, you've hit your stride.
Let's see. Seems like we had a pretty decent one leading up to the voodoo doo doo dando.
That was the original doo doo dando.
Yes. Well, there's no reason to play this one.
Well, I haven't heard it.
Okay.
For the first time ever, Pretty Little Dan Inc. brings to the market the first truly affordable pleasuring device. We wanted to provide a product that anyone could afford. So without further ado, PLD Inc. is proud to introduce the 1995 Doo-Doo Dando. That's right, you can ram your holes with Dan's steamy shit. When you order a Doo-Doo Dando, Dan promptly heads into a special chamber to produce a one-of-a-kind Doo-Doo Pookie Stick. When Dan is done, his stinky is shellacked, preserved, and then shipped straight to your loved one. Same-day shipping is guaranteed. Imagine the look on your partner's face when they receive their doo-doo-dando. Valentine's Day will never be the same. And coming soon, just in time for Mardi Gras, PLD Inc. is proud to introduce the Voodoo Doodoo Dando. It's the Doodoo Dando with the flavor of New Orleans. We force-fed Dan a proprietary blend of jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo, a guitar, a full fruit jar, and a gayo to make this a one-of-a-kind festive dando. But order the Valentine's Day Doodoo Dando now before Dan gets the runs, because nobody wants gooey runny in their big ass. Another proud product of PLD Inc.
Now, if we could just find somebody to make these, I think we could clean up.
They'd be hot sellers.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't use most of them.
Well, they're collectible.
Yeah, just like action figures, toys. You never really open them up.
No, it's just important to have them.
Jesus.
I'd be the first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could number them.
Yeah, you could autograph each one.
I don't even think most of those could even be delivered.
That would enhance the value. You think about it.
It's hazardous materials.
It's not hazardous material.
Really?
It's shellacked.
Yes.
Don't you listen to your own That in itself protects the product.
It does. It does.
Plus, you know, we'll send them shrink wrapped.
I don't think that matters.
And if they're numbered, that just, as I say, enhances the value. Limited edition, one of 15 trillion.
And you sign them. You know, Norm at Condoms to Go, first of all, would stop selling everything else he owns and just sell the dandos.
Yeah, you would have your own specialty shops and kiosks in various malls throughout the city.
Man, you should get on QVC and start selling these.
I am not.
This is Dan.
I do not want a kiosk.
You probably heard of me. From Pretty Little Dan, Inc. I'm here to present all our fine Dando products. Everything from the 1995 cheap version to the Rodando, which has a wingspan of 163 feet.
You can have a bunch of hot chicks holding it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I don't want to be sandwiched on the QVC between Wolfgang Puck's kitchen stuff and the knife show.
Don't talk about the knife show.
You know I love the knife show.
Okay.
I'll bet if we could design a dando that was knife shaped,
ooh,
we could get it on the
you know it.
The
you
knife
absolutely
show.
Know
you
it.
Think Odell would be all over that?
He would be all over it.
It's funny to watch, to walk by Chloe and Alfie's desk, but because they're so close to each other, and they're huddled together, and you know, you never really know what they're working on, but all of a sudden they become Sid and Marty Krofft or another group of writers,
right?
Woodward Bernstein, you know, the greats.
Yes.
I think my favorite part is whenever. Alfie will come up with something. He goes, no, I can't do that. And I got to pull it out of him. What is it? What is it? He don't tell me. We're using it. All right.
All I have to do is record it and add the music.
It's good to be the king.
Mm-hmm. Now, finding the music sometimes is hard.
Well, sure.
Because you want something that's kind of appropriate.
Yeah.
Like this one. Did you recognize the music at the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
Not you.
It's time ever. Pretty Little Dan, Inc. brings to the market the first truly affordable pleasuring device. We wanted to provide a product that anyone could afford. So without further ado, PLD, Inc. is proud to introduce the 1995 Doodoo Dando. That's right, you can ram your holes with Dan's steamy when you order a Doodoo Dando.
Oh,
Dan
yeah.
Promptly heads into a special...
The Do-Run Run.
Yeah.
Doodoo Pookie Stick. When Dad is done, his stinkiest
That's very clever, Dan. You should be more appreciative.
Sorry, I'm distracted by the actual content, not the background.
See, you know, everybody listens to different things. Like, if you're in a band and you've recorded something, you know the bass player just listens at the bass line. He doesn't hear the singer, the drummer, anybody else. He just hears what he had a part of. All I hear is the Do-Run Run. And then jambalaya music.
Yeah. You're very fortunate, Dan. I really think you should count your blessings.
There's a lot of artistic effort that goes into this.
Valentine's Day doo-doo dando now before Dan gets the runs.
I feel like it's you're trying to say this is artistic. It's like the same thing that the guy who poops on canvas and says this is art.
It is art. Art is subjective.
Not only is it art, it's also marketable.
And there's nothing better than marketable art.
And that's what this is. Marketable art.
Anybody could do something and consider it art because it's all subjective. Mm-hmm. This, you can sell and let the marketplace decide. Do you want the doo-doo dando?
No, no one wants that.
Isn't it time to make your bed rock?
Seriously, be better than that.
They wrote it.
I know.
You're lucky I didn't have time to pull out some Flintstone sound effects. Couldn't you hear your loved one sneaking into the bedroom with their yabba dabba doo doo dando? Then you hear just little
twinkle toes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate that. You made me do the sound effect in my own head. And I don't like that.
There may need to be a remix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can always go back and fix it. But there's one of the ones from the Flintstones. Somebody either pulling the hair out of something or whatever. Yeah. That's Dan's favorite stuff.
Do it again. Yeah. I love that damn thing. I could listen to the Hanna-Barbera sound effects disc on loop. I'll just smile all day.
No, I don't have it. Well, maybe I have it on the flash. Okay, we've milked enough stuff. We can start new stuff now. Oh, Chloe, I'm sorry, I'm going to milk one more. Day before yesterday, Chloe got to interview, don't tell me, Dean and Eric from Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, cool.
The bass player and the drummer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rhythm section. All right.
Because obviously the new lead singer wasn't available and Scott Weiland doesn't speak English anymore.
Well, that's good. Got to talk to a couple of them. I'm sure he was thrilled.
And because it was like middle of the day, I didn't have time, so Chloe said, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll just play the first part.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Dean and Eric, this is Chloe from the Eagle in Dallas.
Hey, Chloe. All right, Chloe, how are you?
Doing good, man. Well, I want to get this out of the way first. I've got to get your guys' thoughts on Merle Haggard.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:32, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Advanced Auto Parts. Starting off, actually really only one incident out there right now. It's in Dallas, northbound I-35. Right at Colorado Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking the two left and the center lanes. Traffic goes backed up back from 8th Street. Other than that, traffic around the Metroplex is looking pretty damn good right now. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Cloudy skies tonight, 61 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy, then not so cloudy, as we hit a high eventually of 63. Right now, 69 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show. Yeah.
I told you that, Eric. We added a steel guitar player?
Yeah, I was here when he was here a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. So what were you asking me about the bumper?
Well, I was asking if that was you playing the electric guitar.
Yeah, that's Chuck and me.
That's good, man.
That's the version where I fell down.
Well, you kept on good playing. That's what counts.
Well,
I suppose the fact that you weren't hurt's good, too. You weren't hurt, were you?
No, I just backed up. Fell off a step and it almost sounded, just for a half second, sounded like I was going into a solo. Let's see if I got the short version. No, I do not. One second. G-O-H. Traffic. Johnny B. Yeah. Okay, now I'll jump to the end.
Okay. I like it.
You never heard this version before?
No, I never heard this.
But doesn't just for a nanosecond, it sounds like I'm about to go into a wicked-ass Eddie Van Halen solo.
Oh, yeah. And then it sounds like you fell down.
That's how that happened.
Yeah, I was going to say Steve Vai. That run? Yeah.
But it wasn't a run. I was falling. My fingers were...
Yeah, but see, that's the type of thing that keeps you pursuing. That was your, you know, almost moment of greatness.
All right, time for a solo. Push him downstairs. Oh, that's where I lost him. It's alive! Okay. Do we, what do you want to start with? You got audio? Email?
I do. I have plenty of audio. I have something that will make Kenzie's fallopians flutter a bit. Okay. Cut number 7. There's a gentleman in England, and when he's in the car driving his 5-year-old around, he has a special way of making sure his kid doesn't act up while in the car.
Yeah, my dad would slam on the brakes.
That's a good one. Well, you can't do that these days because people call GPS on you. So this guy...
We'll call GPS on you.
So instead of the physical route, this guy goes the emotional toll.
Okay. How old was the kid?
5.
Back seat?
Yep.
Car seat?
It looks kind of like an English version, but yes. It's not the same kind of car seat that you see over here. That's all I noticed.
Okay.
Tell me what happens if I press the button.
I go in space.
If I press the what?
If I press the button.
Oh. And what does she say?
He says, I'll go in space.
Oh.
The dad
this guy tells his kid he's got an eject button in the back seat of the car.
You nailed it. So he better behave.
Well, you can only cry eject so many times before a kid figures out.
It's working, though.
Does my dad always threaten? I'll play this thing.
Tell me what happens if I press the button.
I go in space.
And who will you never see again?
Mommy. No! Daddy, you shouldn't press it!
But Charlie, yeah? Why not?
Because I don't want to go in space. Just close it up and never... No!
What is he doing? Playing the... I'm not touching it. Thank
you. Got it. See, what I love about that game is that it's international. You can do it here. You can do it there. You can do it in the middle of China. Everyone's going to get it.
And it's funnier because it's British.
I know.
No, don't press it. Daddy, no.
Okay, I won't press it then. But you promise to be good, yeah?
Yes.
Who loves you more than anyone in the world?
Yeah.
Yep.
The man in charge of the button.
That's right. I love him the most.
Stockholm Syndrome is what it sounds like to me.
No kidding.
He goes, Dan can empathize with that because they're stuck with me every day.
Mm-hmm. I love Russ. He's my favorite. Don't press it.
Okay, that's... I've been lied to about the watermelon seeds. Not touching the mushrooms that grow wild in the front yard.
I remember that one. Yep.
Now, you can't eat those. Those are poisonous, but they told me never to even touch them.
Yeah, my parents did the same thing. They said, don't touch those. Don't let the dogs get near them. And if you eat them, they kill you.
Well, I think they can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're poisonous. Well, that's a rumor. I don't know. I never ate one. They could be fine for all I know.
Yeah, I was scared to touch them.
Well, it's like those mushrooms are bad, but then the ones in the, I guess, in the store are fine, even though it's technically.
They're all still a member of the fungi family.
Yup.
It's nasty to be here. And eating fungus.
Yeah, there's a reason why they don't put that on the menu.
That's why they call them mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Just like calamari is really octopus hole.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it really kind of
is. It's squid.
It still looks like some type of
it's
octopusian hole.
calamari is squid. It's just in Italian. It's Italian for squid.
But you don't see squid on menus.
On occasion, you
see calamari.
Usually, yes. But on occasion, you go to a fine restaurant and they say, oh, try the pasta with the squid ink.
Yeah, or
they'll
sushi
actually tell you squid ink.
Yeah, and they also have squid ink pasta, so it's instead of regular color, it's black.
And whatever.
And at sushi bars, mm-hmm. You can get squid. They say it right there on the menu.
Because it'd be silly for a Japanese restaurant to call it calamari.
Just, you know, part of it's marketing.
Sure.
Hey, would you like to have maybe, some potatoes, a nice salad, and some sliced up Bambi, they call it veal.
Or venison.
Venison. Yeah. Veal is the other thing. But same thing. They give it a different name so you don't feel so bad eating deer.
Yeah. Would you like some baby cow? No, that's terrible.
How about trying veal?
Ooh, I love veal. That's tasty. Yum.
That's so tender. How do they grow it so tender? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly it's cows with atrophy.
Yeah, some things are better off not Googling.
Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
There are some FDA-type standards, but not everyone follows them.
I stopped. When I found out what veal was, I stopped eating that a long time ago.
I actually did, too. Then I felt really guilty a couple months ago. Went to a restaurant and had a pork shank dish. Then it came out, and I realized it came from a little pig.
With a knife?
See, I had a feeling you'd go there.
Why else would they call it a pork shank?
No, a shank like off of the leg.
I got stabbed by a pig.
And you ordered that? What's wrong with you?
I didn't know that it came with a knife.
No, but it's like the little legs. And it came out and they were small. And then I realized, man, this is probably from a baby pig. So I felt kind of guilty. So I felt really guilty when I finished it.
You would have felt better had the pig reached adulthood before they slaughtered it.
Yes, absolutely. I would have. Because
go through an entire life of torture.
Not torture, no. Do
you know how they treat pigs?
At the restaurant I went to, I assume it was pretty good.
I'm sure they don't grow their own pigs at that restaurant.
So many more restaurants,
though.
Do
they have a pen outside that you can go out and point at, like a lobster thing? Go, I would like that pig.
Not directly, but so many more restaurants now will tell you where they get their products from.
Well, they can tell you anything. You don't know where it's coming from.
It's not like they're housed in high-rise apartments or something.
No, I know that.
Well, they're mistreated.
These pigs came from the Upper East Side.
They're not always mistreated.
Their beans don't burn in the kitchen. These are elitist pigs.
Uppity pigs.
You're almost on there.
I'm almost nothing.
You like squid, right, Everett?
I do.
Kenzie, have you ever had it?
Yes, and I hated the texture. It was good, except for the texture.
It's got to be done right.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of chewy.
Rubber.
It can be, but if it's done right, it's not.
Well, you can screw up anything. You can screw up a steak.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
No, just know what it looks like. Cows, I'm okay eating those because they're not ugly in person. I could never slaughter one because the cow would give me the moo. Please don't kill me. I like to moo.
And then it would lick its own nose.
That was just so sad. Please don't kill me. I like to moo.
I do like to moo.
It just broke my heart.
See what you're doing? You're going to make her become a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And then it starts singing to me. Really?
No, really.
It's a choir. They're singing for their friend.
Please don't eat us.
Wow.
Haven't you seen us on the billboards?
I feel so bad for eating burgers now.
What about chicken? They go through hell.
Yeah. But I don't have a song that says I like to cluck.
Yeah, no, but you have other chicken stuff.
Well, I just have the cow that's a little more adamant. It's if true. You do not eat me, I will perform on the street for you.
Mm-hmm. Moo. And if anyone ever asks, this is why we never throw anything away.
Perfect.
Because you never know when we're going to have conversations about cows begging for their lives.
15 years ago, he found that and thought, I'm going to hang on to this. Ah.
There's, I know we've talked about this before. There are certain things I don't care how tasty it might be. Bull balls.
Not touching it. That's to me, that's just out of professional male courtesy.
And those are called calf fries?
Calf fries, Rocky Mountain oysters, and a few other terms, I'm
but
sure.
But they don't come out and just go, hey, got some freshly castrated bull testicles.
Ugh.
How about some of that?
Ugh. Hmm?
Mm.
Mm.
What's it come with? Fresca? How about a fresca?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're right. Especially with something like that, that's kind of how they trick you. And there's other things that they do it all the time as well, like sweetbreads. It sounds tasty. And then you find out what it is, and you think, my God, no, I don't want that.
What is sweetbread?
Have you ever had it?
I don't know what it is.
It's a type of meat, sweetbreads. It's usually from the thyroid gland.
Oh.
Or tripe.
Tripe. Tripe as well.
Tripe sounds nasty.
Pig ears sounds worse.
Is that what pig ears?
Yeah.
Tripe is pig ears?
Yeah. Tripe is intestine.
Yeah.
You ever had menudo?
All right, everybody let the obvious joke go. No, I haven't.
Chitlins?
Chitlins are like the chicken innards?
No, that's gizzards or giblets.
Or what are chitlins?
Chitlins are the same thing, tripe.
Oh. I don't know why it grosses us out. Well, boy, you'll eat this part of an animal, but not this part. What's the big deal?
Yeah. There was a story, a kid posted on Twitter. He found what he thought was a brain in some chicken nuggets or a chicken meal someplace. And the company responded back to him on Twitter basically saying, oh, you know, it's still part of the chicken. We apologize, though. Obviously not what you ordered. But, yeah, it's one of those things you think about. It's like, well, yeah, you eat this but not that. Why are you so appalled?
Yeah, I remember the first time I ate sushi. It got in my head. You know, I'm eating raw fish, but then I loved it, and now I don't think twice about it. It's one of my favorite things to eat.
And that's a weird thing. It's just, yeah, it's sweetbread. Ooh, that sounds nice. Then you find, oh, it's thyroid. Like, ooh, I don't want that.
But did you try it?
I've never had it. Oh. I've never wanted it. It's just, I remember one time seeing it on the menu. It's like, what is that? I've heard of it. And I looked it up, and I said, I don't care to try it right now.
What do you got, Alfie?
Guy on line one is, I guess, a little upset, or is blaming us for something.
Yes, Drew.
Hey, sir, how's it going?
Good.
So I'm a pizza delivery boy, you know, glorious job right there. But one of the things I get to do is I get to go to these nice fancy hotels. I just went to go to the Hilton, and as I was going to the Hilton, there was a good song that was on, and I knew you guys were about to come on. So I left my radio up a little bit so that I could hear it whenever I got back to my car. As I'm coming back to my car, your doo-doo dando thing was going on about the woolly mammoth and the dinosaur turds, all that nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I get back to work, and I'd been written up because one of the people there heard it, and they said it was offensive, and they gave me a low rating. And my boss, he asked me, he was like, okay, well, what's the doo-doo dando? And I was like, okay. Well, I took a video of it the other day. So that I could show my friends, because this stuff's been cracking me up. All your Fat Tuesday stuff, that one, I showed my boss it, and he just died laughing. He killed over.
Thank God.
But the boss today wrote you up?
The boss didn't write me up. The person gave me a bad report. They gave me a one star, you know.
Well, what do you care, as long as your employer is okay with it?
Oh, yeah, that's the whole point.
All right, here's what you do. Tell them, if you have to tell them again what the dando is, tell him we sell those to raise money for the families of fallen police officers and firefighters.
Of course.
We don't really, but tell him.
The dude at Dando is amazing.
Okay. Thank you.
God. See?
The bird's nest sitting on the ground.
What?
It's a bird's nest sitting on the ground.
What is?
This whole Dando thing.
Like an attractive nuisance?
No.
I don't get where you're going with this.
There's money to be made. I mean, you've got the marketing plan in place. You've got a ready...
I thought you meant it was a bit just priming people to... listen to this. If I listen to that, I'll get in trouble. Then I'll have to sue you because it's an attractive nuisance.
Not where I was going, but
okay.
Humorous nonetheless. No, I'm just saying, man. I think you're right. This
is so retarded. The only legal references I know about anything, short of being arrested, is from watching the Rockford Files and Smokey and the Bandit.
But they're accurate.
He carried her over state lines, and that's a man act.
Which is from?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yep.
Well, you learned a legal defense today.
Of?
Eh.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, you know, that comes up a lot.
Well, you and I tried that before, and it took a lot more money to get me out of it.
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to put some money with it. But, yeah. Eh is a good one.
It's a starting point, perhaps.
Yeah, there are some others.
Well, you just... depends on how badly you want to get off, because if you look at Everett's like price list of, okay, you know, simple traffic ticket, couple hundred dollars. Mm-hmm. If you'd like the Falcon and the Falconeer, that's going to be another $750. If you want me, Everett, to shred for the judge, distract him and the jury.
It's always a jury pleaser.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I go a la carte.
And you still argued, I can't remember. Have you ever argued the case? I know you brought it up in court, but argued that there are no speed limits in Texas and won.
Sure. It's an absolutely legitimate argument. Those are presumptive legal speeds. They are not. That's the truth. They are. I know it sounds odd, but that's the law.
I just realized I don't think Kenzie's ever heard about this.
Well, don't tell her because...
I'm not. I'm just enjoying the look on her face.
I don't want her getting mouthy with a cop. Everett Newton, who is a friend of mine who sits next to me in class, it's an attorney that he's really smart, and he went to a good college with letters.
Was that me?
Yeah.
It is from David Pigeon.
What's he up to? Uh-oh.
They, Officer, Fort Worth.
Sergeant Drake?
Sergeant Drake. Everybody's fine. Everything's cool.
Good. Thank you.
Do you know the story, Everett?
I don't.
Sergeant Drake, I know we're off topic here. Well, not really. He's talking about speed, cops, whatever. Dan, tell me the story.
Sergeant Drake was responding to a call. He was shot in the lower abdomen, and then he had some problem with the workman's company. Visiting his family in the hospital,
they showed up while he was still in ICU, and nobody had any idea if Sergeant Drake was going to make it at that point.
Right.
Good.
He or they asked some inappropriate questions to the family. Mayor Betsy took great offense to that, chewed the CEO's ass, and then Sergeant Drake got out of the hospital, I believe it was last week, and Russ arranged with David Pigeon from Star Power to get him a new TV because the one he had was... he needed a better one.
Okay.
Deserved, you know, it's like, hey, you're going to be laid up for a while at home. You deserve, you know, some high def.
Very nice.
Because he's going to be laid up at home for a few months.
Okay.
And obviously it took a while to coordinate everybody's schedule because, you know, getting Officer Drake home and getting him set up upstairs and everything. And the text from David. I can't read it in. It's the very last one. I know it's short, but.
TV is delivered. Officer is in tears over excitement.
Wow. Nice.
I didn't buy it. I got nothing to do with it. Just like.
Who bought it if you didn't buy it?
David Pigeon. Am I lying?
No, he's right. The Everett Russell.
Well, it's a
lying.
Wonderful gesture. Whoever bought it.
Well, it was David Pigeon. Alfie got him on the phone, obviously gave him the heads up before we got him on the air.
Right.
And I told David, on our Star Power, I went, I need help with Fort Worth police officer. He goes, done. Well, you don't know what I want. Well, I think you do, which means Alfie gave him the whole story. Because off the air, he could have just hung up and go, nope, sorry, out of TVs.
Right.
Sold my last one yesterday. I'm the only TV store in town out of TVs.
It's just, I appreciate that the officer is appreciative, but he shouldn't be in tears. That house should be, first of all, that house should be a mansion, and it should be full of televisions instead of an old 40-inch that they've been suffering with.
So what did, do you know what David got him or gave him?
A 51-inch Samsung HD something.
Nice. Part of the tears just could be overseeing things on the TV. Because when you get that first new high def, you just, you're in awe.
Oh, yeah. You'll watch anything.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Girls reruns look good.
All of a sudden, you see why Blanche was so popular.
Oh, yeah.
She's popular because she was a whore.
Well, that,
let me turn my phone off. So, thank you to Star Power.
Mm-hmm.
And David's one of those guys, the more you try and give him credit, the more he goes, nah, this is what we should do.
Yeah.
I hate people like that.
Why do you hate people like that? You love him.
Can't just say this is a kind thing you've done, and they can just say thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, not everyone does that. Not, for the most part, you're the king of it.
Of course, that's what I was fishing for, but...
You see?
But I did admit on the air, I had nothing to do with this. This was all David Pigeon.
Well, you facilitated it.
I used the, air quotes, power of the show to ask for a favor.
But for you, it would not have occurred.
I think somebody would have gotten him something. But that, man, that's why I don't deliver checks to families. I don't like. I just want to get in and out, slip a check under a door, and then get my ass out of there. Because it would be even worse to, you know, hey, I'll show up with a Star Power. And by the way, they also installed it, and there's money there because David has employees to pay. They're all employees of Star Power. They're
right.
Contracted out. So it's just not the TV set. But if I haven't ever had an officer cry in front of me? I had it once, and I lost it, Jack. Ugh. That's why it's like, it's when I drop it off a check, normally I'll try and do it at the police station, wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's ring the bell, ding-dong ditch, and I'm gone.
I hope everyone's gotten all their checks. You might want to check.
I'm sure most of them have.
There could be one still sitting in a lobby somewhere. It's taped to a wall.
No, it's when I drove to Lancaster to drop off a check down there. And it was a weekend. I thought, I'm safe.
Oh, yeah.
It's Sunday.
Mm-mm.
And normally, I don't wear Lake Low. Officer Jed Cloud from Plano goes with me because he knows I can't stand it. And he couldn't go with me that day, so I'm alone. Mm-hmm. I go up, I ring the buzzer because obviously everything's locked up. When I'm here to drop off a check, can I just slide it under the door? She goes, just a second. And then the police chief and the assistant police chief, Lancaster, come out. Hey, come on in. No.
Come on in.
Come in and visit for a second.
We'd love to talk.
No. They pulled this once on me in South Lake. And I went, I can't. If you could just make sure this gets the family and I'll be on my way. And then by the time I got out of the parking lot, I was surrounded by 10 officers.
Because you had done something horrific?
I thought it was because I had an expired inspection sticker. And at that point, I think if they had stopped me for that, I'd gone, all right, look what I... Listen. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.407, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coyers and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by KTX 821. Starting off in Dallas, southbound 45 just before Overton, got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back to Lamar. And also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Colorado Boulevard, got an accident there. That one is in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from the Zang Curve. Call number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see Kid Rock at the Jackson Energy Pavilion on July 23rd. Before you can even buy them, call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Kroger. Cloudy skies tonight, 61 for a low. Then tomorrow, cloudy. Then hopefully just partly cloudy as we hit a high around 63. Right now it's 70. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Are we giving something away? Is that why the phone lines are lit up?
Alfie's nodding yes.
What are we giving away?
Kid Rock tickets.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, Kid Rock.
Mm. Bob with the ball.
What? Bob with the ball? We're talking about this during the break. Of all the things that all the cops go through on a daily basis, especially very seldom being thanked, I don't know why it hits me harder that Sergeant Drake teared up because somebody gave him a TV set.
Maybe he was hoping for a bigger screen.
Bigger than a 51-inch?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Go out and get shot in the abdomen. Who knows? I'm going to have an extra surgery. If I get 51-inch, where do I get shot to get a 4K?
That's actually a really good question. No, really, what's the over-under on bullets?
There ought to be some sort of chart. You know, you get shot in the knee, it's 42-inch.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if I get shot but I ain't wearing my vest? Could I get one of them projectors?
Oof.
I want to know the rules.
You'd have cops trying to lean into bullets.
Yeah.
You get bigger TVs.
Yeah, I'm getting surround sound. I'm going to lean into the shot zone. I think you leaned in that just to get a walk. And I don't, according to, Mayor Price never said anything, but I don't think Officer Drake is a listener, so. Short of me running my mouth about it, he shouldn't know where it came from, short of star power, because Betsy, Mayor Price, Betsy, said, can we tell him that it's from you? I went, no, you tell him it's from star power. And the listeners, the citizens of Fort Worth, said that's all he needs to know. You don't need to know anything else.
Except for when everyone tells him.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, if my name slips out during a TV interview, I don't know.
See, there it is.
Oh, and she stubbed. Mayor Price is still sending pictures of her and the roses that we sent her for Valentine's Day.
Still alive, I bet.
Flourishing. Oh, yeah.
Flourishing.
So far, we've gotten 3 pictures. Like, I got it. You got your roses. You're welcome. We just want to say thank you for being a friend of the show.
I'm surprised she hadn't said anything. You know, has her husband said anything?
I don't know.
Because I'm starting to worry that maybe he got shown up for Valentine's.
Well, I just wanted her to know that we appreciate it. She gave me, no offense to Mayor Rawlings in Dallas, he ain't ever given me a Russ Martin day.
No, he has not.
In fact, one of the last texts that I got from Mayor Price after the TV was delivered was, she goes, I may have to give you a week.
She meant like a good thing, right?
That's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
Either Russ Martin week in Fort Worth or a week on the town with her.
That's right.
Because I'm at no offense to Mayor Price, but I bet she's a wicked weasel in bed.
Oh, my God. See,
I bet I have to wear a helmet. She goes, you going to get on top and you doing reverse cowboy.
Get up with your civil defense helmet. All right. I'm ready.
Are you sure? You got your stirrups on good? As soon as the gate opens.
Russ comes back in a body cast.
we know what happened to you.
I was okay till she dragged me down to the storm cellar.
All of a sudden, I'm in a hole holding a puppy, and I got to rub lotion on myself. But no, she's been appreciative, but I can't think of a better term. She's been a good sport.
That's actually putting it mildly.
Come on, Betsy. It rubs the lotion on its skin.
Or
what?
It gets the hose again.
Oh, I forgot about the hose.
Mm-hmm.
I missed the part of the hose.
Yeah. It rubs a lotion on the skin, or it gets the hose again.
Oh, I didn't know he was going for a rhyme.
Mm-hmm. He's poetic. That Wild Bill.
I do me. That is the hardest I've laughed in any dramatic type horror movie. With Silence of the Lambs, where he's dancing in front of the mirror with that silk thing over with his ding dong tucked back.
Yeah, and his nipple rings.
Dancing around. I do me.
I do me. I'm Wild Bill.
My favorite part was the basket. Put lotion in the basket. I was in a movie theater. Everyone got mad at me.
Yeah, because you thought it was a comedy at that point?
Oh, lost it.
He was pretty maniacal, though, because I mean, it's a fine line between maniac and just crazy funny. Because he was like, his hair was going everywhere. His head was, you know, looked like it was motorized and spit flying. Put the lotion in the basket. It looked like a human Sylvester.
You don't know suffering until you had succotash. And I don't know the actor's name, but anytime now I see him in anything else, I'm really surprised he didn't get typecast because he did a really good job in that role.
He really did. The last time, I can't remember what was it, Law and Order or it was
Monk.
One of the Monk?
Mm-hmm.
He played a detective, like a captain or something.
Exactly.
And even though he's gained weight, he may have gained weight just so he didn't look like himself from Silence of the Lambs.
Probably needed to. But yeah, it's like any time I've seen him in something, I understand the typecast thing because every time I see him with the tuck back dancing around with a cigarette and a nipple ring.
Man, I forgot about the cigarette. There are too many nuances that you remember about that movie.
It's just little things, man. That and, I mean, it's horrific, but when you watch the edited version on TV and, you know, and what's her name? Jody is walking away from the doctor, and she gets the stuff flung on her. It's like, that obviously doesn't make the TV version.
Who flung something on Jodie Foster?
You don't remember that scene?
Wasn't it at the beginning, kind of?
I thought it was spit.
No.
I'm going to reenact it. Was it like a monkey chunk?
Yeah, I'm going to reenact it for you, what the guy's doing. He's like, fire.
It was goop?
Yup.
Yeah, women don't like that, especially if they don't know you.
or you're behind bars.
What are you going to do to me? You going to put something in my personnel file?
Something for people to laugh at?
Why don't you call prison HR?
Yeah, no, that dude was, he pounded.
Okay, I missed that.
Oh, yeah. Go back and watch it.
That one's a hard for me movie for me to watch. It's just too maniacal.
What's the whole point?
Well, I understand, but there are some that... Plus, I don't think I have that one on DVD. Netflix. And if I'm not thinking about it, I don't go looking for it. Mm. Whatever.
Netflix. It's on Netflix.
Silence of the Lambs?
Mm-hmm.
I've watched the whole thing. Tell me about the lambs, Clarice. Oh, no. But then in the sequel of eating Ray Liotta's brain...
Yeah.
That's jacked.
Yeah. Here, try some.
Lava beans.
And he was doing it tableside, too. Yeah.
I only like to serve my brain fresh to my guests. Mm. This tastes really good. Tastes familiar, though.
Okay. Did you know there was a Silence of the Lambs musical?
No.
There was.
Does it list some of the songs?
Yes. However, there are many of which I cannot say the entire title. But yeah, it was an off-Broadway parody of Silence of the Lambs. It's called Silence, the musical.
Like,
it's not
like off-Broadway what? Like Preston Road?
I think it was. It's meant to be a funny deal, not a serious.
Oh,
but yeah, it's like one of the songs is "Put the Effing Lotion in the Basket."
I think I would like that song.
Another another song on the soundtrack is "I'd F Me," quid pro quo, of course. It's Agent Starling. So yeah, you get that. And then my personal favorite: "Are You About a Size 14?" Because he needs his skin suit.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, this started off in a very sensitive and compassionate sense.
Mm-hmm. And then we happened.
Yeah. I think it's just a pretty good description. And then we happened to it.
Man, they started out sweet.
Okay. Let's see. 419. What do you want to do? You got more audio? You want to do news?
I have another piece of audio that'll make Kenzie's fallopians flutter. It is cut 13. This is, picture this, a 3-year-old Asian girl, very tiny. She's at a dojo. She's learning Taekwondo. And then there's her master, female, standing in front of her.
What is a dojo?
The place where they study the martial arts.
Oh, okay. All right. Chloe. Dojo Dando. Write it down.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Dan.
Damn it. I'd be mad, but that's actually, I'm kind of looking forward to that one. As I've already got a couple songs in mind for you. Anyway, so 3-year-old little girl, she's standing in front of her master for a Taekwondo class, and she has to repeat after the teacher the student creed.
I will develop myself. In a positive manner.
In a positive manner.
And avoid.
And avoid.
And where is this?
They're also English.
Oh.
Which is the other reason I love this, because I don't know what it is with little kids and thinking it's accents. I think it is just so sophisticated yet adorable.
I will develop myself.
In a positive manner.
And avoid.
And avoid.
Anything.
You know, if you hadn't told me this, you could have said, hey, this is when they swore in Vice President Biden. I think I'd have believed it.
Yeah, damn it. Another missed opportunity.
All my physical health.
All my physical health.
Ready, stand, go.
Ready, stand, go.
I will.
Develop.
Self-discipline.
Self-discipline.
In order.
In order.
To help.
Bring out the best.
Bring out the best.
In myself.
In myself.
And others.
Set.
Set.
At ease. I will use. Common sense.
This bird is dead.
It's not dead.
It's not dead.
Common
sense. Be for self-defense.
Be for self-defense.
And never. Be abusive.
Offensive.
Set.
Set.
What's a slapping noise?
She's saying set, meaning they come to attention, basically. And they slap the legs with their hands when they do
attention.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So obviously you can speak at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've talked about before, at what age do kids, since I don't have one, I don't know what age they really start speaking. So obviously at 3, not only can you speak, you can understand what's being told to you.
For the most part, yeah. And then it's, I think it's like around every kid's a little bit different. There's that range though, where you start trying to communicate, you start trying to speak, or just going like, nah, and then that's supposed to mean milk. But it's actually a positive sign because they're trying. It's like, okay, good.
Kenzie, at what age do you think you'll be able to start speaking?
Funny.
It was the four of us.
Well, we all laughed.
This is
the film of Black Will.
We are dedicated.
We are dedicated.
We are motivated.
We are motivated.
We are on a quest.
We are on a quest.
To be the best.
To be the best.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Okay, well done, Sophie.
And that's the best yet. Gentlemen, start your engines.
When Alfie sent that to me, it was simply titled 3-year-old Taekwondo, and I was expecting some sort of like little Bruce Lee type of thing. And then, no, she was just super cute. And then I saw because when I first saw the video, it's just, you see the little girl standing in front of the woman, and I think, is this little girl about to nunchuck the big lady? Nope. Her fighting style is cute.
Okay. Now, are you pulling these just for Kenzie now?
If I come across something like that, that I know will kind of get that reaction, that is part of my thinking.
Thank you.
Also, I'm thinking, I think this is an excellent way to make sure we beat Billy the Kid again in female numbers.
Yeah, because he's the only one that's keeping us from being number one adults, 25-54.
And if you want to...
The men we own.
Yes. And my theory is, if you want to attract and keep a few more females, this is how you do it. Little British kids.
Mm-hmm.
Jake?
Yep. And puppies. Good to go.
Yeah, if you can start finding British puppies.
Oh. Golden.
Barf, I say.
Bark. Wolf.
I'll set up a Google alert.
Trying to see if there's anything, since we got about a minute, we can recycle. Let's see, one more customer gets into trouble. Anything that we can play for Everett? We already played the clip of the kid and the eject button.
Cut six, Joe Biden, since you mentioned him.
Okay, don't. We got to do it now. You can't tease it like that.
Okay. There was kind of a double story. Why the first part of the story had any relationship, I don't know. Somebody was being sworn in.
It was a new Secretary of Defense, I believe.
And Biden comes up behind the Secretary of Defense's wife and just puts his hands on her shoulders. It's kind of like a comforting moment.
Right.
And for whatever reason, people jumped on that.
Okay.
And then the rest of the story was Biden talking about Somali.
Yes. The Somali population in Minneapolis, which is very strong. And then he compared that to his hometown in Delaware.
But he's talking to who? And
I forget.
We'll just say it's one of the...
Someone from Minneapolis.
Okay.
Like a mayor.
A mayor or something like that.
Gotcha.
In Minneapolis, St. Paul, you've been we're working to build relations with the East African immigrants who have made your city their home, as the same folks have made, the Somalis have made my city of Wilmington, Delaware, on a smaller scale. It's a large, very identifiable Somali community. I might add, if you ever come to the train station with me, you'll notice that I have great relations with them because there's an awful lot of driving cabs, and are friends of mine for real. I'm not being solicitous.
Biden.
I can't wait till he runs for president.
That's what I asked Dan. I went, has he even alluded to that?
There's been some allusions to it, but he hasn't come out and said yes, as far as I know.
As much as I would enjoy, and everyone else, the entertainment, I'm still going to have to lead more towards Jeb. And I'm really big on having a president named Jeb.
I understand, but when one has the name of Jeb, but the other acts like it?
Yeah.
Because what I'm worried about is, even though Biden is supposedly great at foreign policy matters and things, which is part of the reason he was picked as vice president, I still worry that he's going to go to Saudi Arabia and go like, hey, I know you. We have so many of you in my home state.
But you said out of the younger Bushes, not Daddy Bush.
Not Daddy
not
Bush.
Herbert Walker.
Old Stink Eye? What about old Stink Eye?
This is Stink Eye's brother.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
Brother of Stink Eye.
Yeah, brother of Stink Eye is a little more moderate. than
anybody. Sounds, who's not more moderate than old Stink Eye?
You're still pissed off that President Bush Jr.
Stink Eye.
President
Old Stink Eye. Old Stink Eye.
Was mad because you kept his table at a Chinese restaurant.
I can't even think of it as Father's Day anymore. It's Stink Eye Sunday to me.
It's almost like he knew you were a Democrat.
He ruined it. He ruined Father's Day.
Just
for
because
me.
He's waiting in the parking lot for a table and you happen to be sitting at the table, you even admitted that you were in there too long.
I didn't say I was in there too long.
Yes,
that was
your
take on. No.
I was enjoying a Father's Day dinner
with my family.
They stopped serving you because you'd been in there too long.
And they're probably knowing
that President Bush was waiting on that table. Now you call him Brother of Stink Eye?
Yes.
Sound like some Indian name. I mean, I call you Brother of Stink Eye.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:36, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy, it's an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by TrueCar.com. Well, going on, let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 45 just before Overton. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Lamar. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic there's backed up back from the High 5. Let's move into Allen. Northbound 75 just before Bethany. Got an accident there. Traffic's backed up back from the Bush. In Melissa, north of McKinney, northbound 75, right at 121 in Melissa. Got a stalled vehicle blocking everything but one lane there. Traffic is completely stopped back from University in McKinney. And finally, in Euless, southbound 121, right at Cheeksbarger. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Got a traffic stop blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the 114 Western split. It's about an hour delay through it. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Closet homo, a person who prefers members of the same sex, then conceals those desires for fear of persecution, exclusion, or embarrassment. See also The Russ Martin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so accurate and easy to use, it is the number one choice of pediatricians and the number one recommended thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today.
All right, I screwed that up. I'll just have to play another bumper. Let's see which one. Okay. Nah, screw it.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Baby, we make beautiful music together.
I love our duets. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we were already number one, but the big spike in January, it's the damn country music slick.
This is true. This is true. Especially because this is something Everett is unaware of.
I'm unaware.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we get ratings every month.
Yes.
In the past, before they went to this new digital system, you'd sort of get ratings, but you couldn't really get the true breakdown. You could get them every 3 months.
Okay.
But because now they have this digital recovery system, you get it every month.
All right.
And our target audience, men 25-54.
Right.
We were number one with an 8.6 share.
Wow.
The number two station, I forget what it was, they had like a 4.8.
No way. Well, congratulations, man.
It made us swear.
Awesome. A lot.
I would if we weren't live.
It never bothers us.
Mm-mm. We just let it rip.
I did it twice.
Wow. Yeah. In all fairness, you didn't say how much.
Yeah, that's true. Normally we allow one. The kick ass was okay, but you started it with GD and you ended it with MF.
I don't get to swear on the air very often. I want to make the most of it.
Oh, man, that was like one big indecent sandwich.
I can't stop.
Someone turn him off.
It was January. It was a big Merle month.
Yeah. It's good to see it pay off.
Okay. More audio news. What do you got?
I have more audio.
Yeah.
Weather has been a big topic in the last couple of weeks, but not so.
Just not here.
Not so much here, but other places. And recently, the cold snap has gotten further south. Again, not so much here, but cut number 10. This is a reporter in Huntsville, Alabama, a place where they're not used to seeing freezing temperatures. And the reporter, Muriel Bailey, was reporting on the 20-degree weather, and she was so fascinated by it, she decided to perform an experiment.
Now, we did a little test.
She didn't take her lips, her lower lips, and stick them on a fire hydrant, did she?
I wished. No, she went the old-fashioned way.
It's just like Christmas Story.
Yeah, it's totally the same.
Mm-hmm.
Just my lips.
Yeah.
Now, we did a little test this morning around maybe an hour and a half ago, a little bit before 5. We actually set two cups outside. We have a plastic cup and we have a styrofoam cup. We wanted to see which one would freeze faster. We filled it up with just a little bit of water. And as you can see, after an hour and a half, this water, it's not completely frozen, but it is frozen for the most part around the top and a little bit around the layers and around the cup and the inside of the cup.
She's going network someday.
Wow.
CNN, Fox News, whatever other networks. You know, she's a rising star, that one.
Why would this audio go or video go viral? I'm shocked that this water froze. And where was this?
Huntsville, Alabama.
They got ice boxes there. They know that water freezes.
Apparently, young Muriel just was fascinated by it. So that's why she decided to do the styrofoam cup and the plastic cup. And it was the plastic cup that actually started to show ice sooner.
It was an experiment.
I know.
We may try this come summer with a bibby.
It just shows the desperation on the TV side of things. It showed like, oh my God, look how cold it is. It's freezing things. Yes, we know this. We took science.
It's one of those things that you really don't need an investigative report. Just open the door. You go, damn, it's cold. Then you go back in the house. I don't need somebody outside showing me the freezing weather, the blizzard, or somebody falling up. Somebody falling over is always good.
Yeah, that's why you go out. That's why you send the camera crew out when it's icy conditions, because you want to see people wreck. You want to see people fall down. And like I saw a GIF earlier today of a guy who was trying to shovel snow. And as he's shoveling the snow, he was stepping on ice underneath the snow. So he started slipping and falling around it and then eventually just threw the snow shovel and walked off. And he's like, F it, I'm done. That was good.
We didn't keep the story. I read it. There was a guy that was shoveling a parking space for himself someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as soon as he got like a space and a half cleared, a couple other cars came along and took it. And I'm not sure, but I think there was gunfire involved.
I would think so.
It was something close to that. Somebody got their ass whooped. But in that case, had I gone to court, I think if I was on the jury.
You're good.
Yeah.
Because that I get. Because that's how people are now. I don't think they would have done that 30, 40 years ago. Because you spend an hour probably digging out a parking spot and then some a-hole just pulls in it. Yeah. I'd be afraid I might go a little rage.
And I thought he put the snow back with the car already there.
I don't know. I didn't get that far. And I think he cleared out a couple of spaces. Maybe they thought, oh, that's his job. Okay, thank you for doing that.
But at some point, I imagine the guy with the shovel is going to say, that's not for you. Get out.
Well, you wasn't parked in it. Nobody was cleaning it out for me. Mm-hmm. Well, what are you going to do about it?
Man, I did not see that coming.
Any other questions? Well, you can't. All right. You only got two. Okay. News now?
Sure.
All right.
Pretty little Diane, pretty little Diane, pretty little Diane, pretty little Diane.
.546 Pretty little Dan O'Malley is here with news.
I'd say thanks, but I'd be lying. Today is Friday, February 20th, 2015. Birthdays today, Rihanna turns 27.
If you're going to be indignant, I'm playing it again. I can't think of anybody
else. No, I take it back. I love it. I love
in
it.
This country that has a news intro sung by Jesse James Dupree from Jackal.
Dan is so ungrateful about everything you do for him.
You don't like the dandos. You don't like the comments of how pretty you are.
They're all at my expense.
It's your expense, but your looks pay for it.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I am not pretty.
Don't write beauty your face can't pay for.
Pretty little Diane, pretty little Diane, pretty little Diane, pretty little Diane.
Everybody stop bobbing your head. It's troubling. Other birthdays today from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Chelsea Peretti, 37. Also 37, actor Jay Hernandez. Cindy Crawford turns 49. French Stewart is 51. Charles Barkley, 52. Patty Hearst is 61. Her dog, by the way, just won the Westminster Kennel Club dog
Patty
show.
Patty Hearst?
Yeah.
Her dog?
Yes. She's part owner of a Shih Tzu named GCH Hallmark Jolay Rocket Power.
All right, I'm going to ask a stupid question. Was she a member of the Randolph Hearst family?
Yes, she's his daughter. She was also a member of the Symbionese Liberation Army.
Well, that's the reason anybody knows Patty Hearst. Is
yeah.
She was supposedly abducted.
Right.
And then pictures show up, like security camera pictures of her holding automatic weapons on people.
Robbing a bank. I think that's what she got convicted of.
Well, I'm kind of confused. She was supposedly kidnapped?
Yes.
Yet she was the one that was robbing people?
She's I think possibly she was kidnapped and brainwashed.
Yes. Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, okay.
She's had a full life.
You know what Stockholm Syndrome is?
Not really. Sort of. I know the gist, but not really.
You're living it right now. You just don't know it.
What is it?
You embrace your captors.
Okay, right. It's like...
So like the Stockholm Syndrome. Go ahead, Dan.
Nailed it. Other birthdays today from Steely Dan, Walter Becker, 65, Ivana Trump, 66, Sandy Duncan, 69, Jerome Giles from the J. Giles Band is also 69, and Sidney Poitier is 88 today. Big, 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 big news. By a state court order, the Travis County clerk issued a marriage license to a same-sex couple on Thursday, and the earth stopped spinning.
This was where?
Austin.
How did they issue a license? We don't acknowledge same-sex marriages.
No, we don't. However, Judge David Wahlberg signed a state court order to the Travis County clerk, Dana DeBeauvoir, on Thursday, demanding DeBeauvoir cease and desist relying on unconstitutional Texas prohibitions against same-sex marriage as a basis for not issuing a marriage license specifically to Sarah Goodfriend and Suzanne Bryant plaintiffs due to the fact that Goodfriend has ovarian cancer. Basically, the judge said, make an exception in this case. They were married by their rabbi and joined by their daughters. Goodfriend Bryant.
Well, who's going to sign the paperwork? And who are you going to turn it into?
Because
the county clerk? The clerk signed it?
Yeah, because she was directed by the judge to do so.
Court order.
Yep. Bryant said in a statement, this is one of the women who were married, she said, we were both born in Texas, came back to Texas after we met to build a family and establish our lives here. We plan to die here, and we've waited to get married because, as proud Texans, we want a Texas marriage license. Bryant and Goodfriend have been together for 30 years. So hours after that happened, the Texas Attorney General said, your marriage is void.
Who's our Attorney General now?
That is Ken Douchebag Paxton. He said that on
Thursday. Well, he's got to follow the law.
Yeah, I mean, right now that's the law. It probably won't be this time next year, but...
I understand he's doing his job, but he also, you know, he's also still a douchebag. he says the Texas Supreme Court granted his request to stay two court rulings declaring Texas's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. He said in a statement, the court's action upholds our state constitution and stays these rulings by activist judges in Travis County. The same-sex marriage license issued by the Travis County clerk is void. J. just as any license issued in violation of state law would be. I will continue to defend the will of the people of Texas, who have defined marriage as between one man and one woman, against any judicial activism or overreach. Thank God he did, because can you imagine what would have happened?
Oh, it would have been horrible.
Well, if he didn't, then people would start calling him on the carpet of, why didn't you enforce our law?
Take a stand, you bitch.
He's just enforcing law. He's not one of the lawmakers.
Does that mean that you cannot disagree with the law? Does that mean that you cannot
disagree with it, but you still have... It's like, I disagree with certain words that you can and cannot say on the radio.
Right.
I don't believe that you should be able to say GD.
Mm-hmm.
I will if the situation calls for it. There are different things I don't agree with the FCC, but I still have to abide by the laws that are in place.
But you can also still be a conscientious objector. Just because you're the state attorney general and this is on the books as a law, there are
plenty of... Well, I'm not moving to Canada with Randy Quaid.
Well, I'm not either. But I'm saying, as the state attorney general, he doesn't have to do that. And if he wants, he can lead the charge to say, you know what, this is a bad law.
Well,
but he doesn't believe it.
I think Russ is right. I mean, it's in the sense that even if he doesn't agree, he does have to enforce what is presently the law. Now, I'm not saying that his personal opinions aren't figuring into what he does, and I have no idea whether they are or they aren't, but
they are, really.
I suspect they are. But this time next year, it's going to be a moot point, because the Supreme Court's going to rule, I think, later this year on that issue, and then it'll be law throughout the country that people of the same sex can marry lawfully, and it won't make any difference.
And that's to me, is what's troubling, is if you look at it purely from a constitutional standpoint, U.S. Constitution, it makes sense that anyone who wants to get married can do so legally. Otherwise, if you say, no, you can't because I don't agree with your lifestyle, then that's unconstitutional.
Is there actual verbiage in the U.S. Constitution that defines marriage?
Well, there's the equal protection. Basically, it's an equal protection argument. Under the Constitution, everyone is to be afforded equal protection under the laws. And the anti-gay marriage argument is, we all have that protection because any man can marry any woman out there that he wants to. So we're all in the same situation. But obviously the more well-reasoned argument is that doesn't help people who have a different sexual orientation. They're not free to marry into a homosexual relationship in the same way that heterosexuals are free to marry.
But the question I'm asking is, if there's nothing specifically that defines marriage or says anything about marriage of man and a woman, how do people keep pointing back to the Constitution of, well, you know, the Constitution says you can't do this?
Yeah, it's really just sort of, you know, so much of the Constitution is just based on very vague statements that are refined over time by the Supreme Court, like the Fourth Amendment. You know, you're free to be, we're all free of unreasonable searches and seizures. We can't be, and that's really all it says. Well, what is an unreasonable search or seizure? That amendment came about before we even had automobiles. So, you know, what sorts of stops are reasonable? What sorts of searches of cars are reasonable? It's all been artificially manufactured by the Supreme Court over time and continually refined, which is what's going to happen with this too.
And by the way, it's like, just because a law is on the books doesn't mean it's always enforced, right, Everett?
Well, that's true.
Texas
has
plenty of laws in the books that don't always get enforced, and the Attorney General is not enforcing those.
Obscenity's one. There's a law against obscenity. And it's really sort of hard to define what it is. There was a case about maybe 10 or 15 years ago in which there was a lady who was holding parties. It was sort of like some company that sold sex toys, like where a bunch of women get together and they sell sex toys to each other. Johnson County case charged a woman with obscenity and ultimately dismissed the case because the concern was that if she were tried and found guilty and the case were appealed up, the obscenity statute would be rendered unconstitutional, which is sort of ironic because they didn't enforce it anyway, but it's on the books.
You got all that?
Oh, God, no.
You want me to say it again?
Not out loud.
Tell you what.
I'm just saying, if it doesn't specifically state in the Constitution that – does it define marriage at all?
It doesn't say marriage is to be between a man and a woman.
But does it address marriage at all in the Constitution?
There's not a specific article.
All right, so I don't get how anybody points back, well, the Constitution says this. Well, if there's no specific wording, then how do they keep going back and pointing at this? Going, well, that's, you know, we have to abide by the U.S. Constitution.
It's right. It's the state constitution is the problem.
Well, I know, but they're saying it's unconstitutional.
On a federal level.
I could see the judge saying, well, you know, as far as the U.S. Constitution, which for the most part trumps state constitutions.
Oh, always. Always.
Then they should be able to get married.
Yeah, and that goes back to what I'm saying. It's an equal protection argument. We're all equally protected under the laws. So goes the anti-gay marriage argument, because all men are free to marry any woman of their choice, or at least any woman that'll say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a shot at me?
What's that?
Never mind, it was.
I thought it was. I could see it in his eye.
No, why would that be a shot at you?
Any woman that would say yes.
I didn't say to you.
You were looking at me.
Lots of women would say yes to you. You have money and you're a nice guy.
I know, but the women that would say yes to me also would say yes to bitch chow. Would you like me to feed you? Would you like some more bitch chow?
Mm-hmm.
You want some old Roy?
Hey. Alfie says
there's nobody on line one.
No, I was saying I had a point. That's all. Thank you, though, Kenzie.
All right.
Go ahead, Alfie, with your point.
I was.
You know, you can just jump in. Your mic's always on.
I was, but you guys were having a big, long constitutional discussion.
I know, but it wasn't really a good one.
It was basically what Dan's referring to. The reason why you might be hearing a lot of people referring to the Constitution and the unconstitutionality of this marriage is because in the Texas Constitution, it does state that marriage is between one man and one woman.
But the equal protection argument is going to trump that ultimately, right, once exactly. The Supreme Court comes down later this year.
And you think they'll specifically address this?
Yes, I do, because it's such a hotbed issue. I mean, so many of the states are addressing this, and the law is all over the place, and that's the very sort of issue that ultimately finds its way to the Supreme Court. You know, you hear people, you know, they'll have a traffic ticket or something, and they say, well, I'm going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. What a lot of people don't know is that the Supreme Court hears very, very few cases that are actually brought before it. They pick and choose what they want to hear, and that's based on what they see as an issue that requires their attention. They don't just rule on anything.
Sounds like they don't want to do much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit here, I'm going to age, I'm going to die.
Yeah, they're a bunch of lackeys. There's no question about it.
And you look at the current picture, just say the class picture,
right,
of the Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
They all look pissed off. And that old woman on the far right, whatever her name
Ginsburg?
Is. Yeah.
She fell asleep during some oral argument last week.
No, it was the State of the Union.
Was that? Oh, yeah, State of the Union. And then said, well, I may not have been entirely sober. That was her remark.
She said,
yeah.
Yeah. That was her response.
Apparently, she had planned on not having anything to drink at dinner before the State of the Union, but she said, the meal was so good, I just had to have some wine.
So I got drunk and passed out.
Nobody said I had to stay awake during the State of the Union. I know what the State of the Union is. And why they won't let us smoke in the Supreme Court, I don't know.
It sets a bad precedent.
But I smoke, and I'm a Supreme Court justice, and I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they put me near a window where they can crack it? They can blow the smoke out. I can't wait to die.
And then Clarence Carter, or whatever his name is.
Thomas.
Who was that?
Clarence Thomas.
Who did I say?
Carter.
Clarence Carter?
Yeah.
Who was I thinking of? Clarence Clemens?
Clarence Clemens.
That is possible.
Yeah. He's probably still pissed off about the E Street Band.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he is. Who wouldn't be?
They won't let me play my saxophone.
Actually, he's dead too.
Clemens?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead, sadly.
Oh.
What about Clarence Carter?
He's the one that did stroking.
Yes.
Him, I don't know.
I'd like to hear him do that one of the
oral arguments at the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
What is it, their theme music?
Maybe something they could do some interpretive dance to.
Oh, God. The wheels are coming off.
What is your judgment on this, Justice?
Ginsburg.
No, the black guy.
Thomas.
Carter.
Yeah. Clemens. Take your pick.
Somebody pick one. His way it goes. First of all, I got to drop my pants down. I think Ginsburg's going, give it to me. And then I pull her out of that rascal. That's right. Give it to me, Clarence.
Mm-hmm.
One more time, Clarence. Okay.
He didn't need to go that route.
Yeah, I think I had to. No. There was no punchline.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
506, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by GEICO. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 45 just before Overton got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Lamar. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still winding back from the High 5. Into Plano now, northbound 75 just before Legacy got an accident there. Your backup is back into the bush. McKinney, a big one. Northbound 75 between Bloomdale Road and Telephone Road, just north of McKinney. The highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back in Virginia. And finally, in Euless, southbound 121 right at Glade Road. That earlier stalled out vehicle has been cleared. Traffic is still backed up. Back to 360. Call number 9 with a pair of tickets to go see Kid Rock at the JEXA Energy Pavilion on July 24th. Before you can even buy them, call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com, also from the Staples Weather Center. Tonight, cloudy and 61. Tomorrow, cloudy. Then it won't be cloudy as we hit a high in the low 60s. Or we'll just kind of stay there. Right now, though, 70 degrees. At 97.1, the Eagle.
Greetings, butt fun aficionados. Are you tired of the complicated and convoluted world of rump-related pleasure devices? Well, Pretty Little Dan Inc. has heard you loud and clear. PLD Inc. is proud to introduce a dendo that harkens back to a simpler time before life was over. So complicated. Presenting the Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando. The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando is 3 feet of fossilized straight from Dan O'Malley's perfect little hole. Our research team traveled back in time in order to develop our patented speed aging process. We take one of Dan's monster sized fiber, mix it with real brontosaurus and fossilize it in a matter of days. The result is a dando that is stronger and more dense for you to bam 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 your asshole. The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando comes in three sizes: brontosaurus, woolly mammoth, and big giant car tipping over rib size thingy. Order today and receive an authentic stone age record player that uses prehistoric asshole burr technology to play your records. Waste no more time and order your Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando.
The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando is not officially licensed by Hanna-Barbera or any of its associates, affiliates, or anybody else named Hanna-Barbera.
Isn't it time to make your bed rock? Another fine product from PLD Inc.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Do I?
Suck it now.
Yeah. The bumper every time. It makes you wonder, the bass player, because it's got a heavy bass line in that bumper, that's Foghat. If he actually tells anybody, I'm the bass player for Foghat.
You know he does.
That's what I said.
Would you really tell anybody that?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm the bass player.
Of course. Look how important. Think of what that song would be without a bass player.
That song. They probably throw certain bass lines in just to make the bass player shut up so he's happier about carrying equipment around.
No, no, no. Bass players, I think, by nature are a bit understated. They don't want to be out in front. They want to carry the groove and lock in with the drummer and be part of the rhythm section, and they're cool with that. Or they wouldn't be bass players, but it's very important.
It's not always important.
How many bands don't have bass players?
Is there any bass at the beginning of Highway to Hell?
That's not my question.
How many bass players are there?
How many bands can you name without a bass player?
450.
Name three.
Oh, dude, the Raisin in the Sun. Violent Femmes.
Yeah, them.
They have a bass player.
Really? They only got three people and they picked a bass player to be one of them?
Well, yeah.
Is that right? Violent Femmes?
Power Trio, yeah.
I think so, yeah. They're real heavy on rhythm.
Rush only has three people. They got a bass player.
But they could get away without having a bass player. You could have Highway to Hell with no bass line in it.
No, no, you couldn't. Blink-182? No, they have a bass player.
Yeah.
Not always, not in every song. Sometimes Mark and Tom play guitar together and no bass.
Mark also thinks we're all aliens, so he may not be the best example right now.
That's true.
And is that a band without a bass player?
Well, they don't use
name
bass.
Name a band without a bass player.
The Darlings.
Ooh, he's got you.
No, he doesn't. They have a washboard.
That's not a bass.
No, he carries the bass line. He carries the bass line. No, I'll give you I'm going to help you out here.
Technically, with the Darlings, it would be the jug. The old man Darlings playing the jug.
Right.
That's the bass line.
He carries the bass line.
Anybody else? Hang on.
I'll give you
Hold on. Anybody know what we're talking about?
The Darlings?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's just you and me.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
Yeah. I actually, when you first said it, I thought you were just making it up.
No.
No. Heavens no.
Well, I don't mean to be offensive.
Well, it is. It's very offensive, and I'll ask you not to speak of it again, Dan.
Well, my apologies to the Darlings clan.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you're right. She got one. That's
boom.
The White Stripes don't have a bass player.
But that's not...
Google the Darlings while we're talking.
They have two people.
The Doors didn't have a bass player.
Doors didn't deserve one.
Now
I'm trying to help you out here, but Ray Manzarek carried the bass line with his left hand on the keyboard, so most people never knew that. Because there's a very distinctive bass line in all their songs. It's just not played on the bass.
I hate the Doors. Riders on the Storm.
Oh, God.
Really, you couldn't have made that a two-minute song? No, got to stretch it out, 7 minutes. Only thing it's missing, you know, it's like helicopter noise or whatever, then it's Pink Floyd. All the Pink Floyd long songs. I got to have helicopters or...
operator sounds.
Things that...
He keeps hanging up.
You find it?
Yep.
Who are the Darlings?
It's a fictional family from the Andy Griffith Show. The Appalachian musical family.
Yes. Led by Denver Pyle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Led by Patriarch Briscoe Darling, played by Denver Pyle.
Does it talk about the distinguishing feature of all the other band members?
Does it mention anything about a bass player?
Usually came into town when they had some sort of problem with that Sheriff Andy Taylor, had to resolve. Briscoe was the widowed father of five grown children, four sons, one daughter, who all lived together and each had a different musical talent. Altogether, the members of the family formed a bluegrass band. Had their own set of values and rules and had little concern for matters that went on outside of their family due to their scheduled or secluded lifestyle, I should say.
And who was their arch enemy?
Yes.
Who?
Does it say?
It's not going to sound
Their arrival in town usually meant trouble for Sheriff Taylor and Deputy Barney Fife.
Along with?
I think I got it. Andy and Barney must pay a visit in one episode to the Darlings' home to rid the family of Ernest T. Bass.
Yes. That's it.
A pesky neighbor with an affinity for rock throwing.
Aptly described.
We were trying to explain to Kenzie one day who Ernest T. Bass was. Why'd he carry bricks around in a bag? Because he liked to throw them. Mm-hmm. Why'd he like to throw them? Because the bag was heavy.
Mm-hmm. He was intent on marrying Briscoe's daughter, Charlene. Andy asked Briscoe if he and the boys couldn't take care of Ernest themselves, to which Briscoe replied, "Well, we thought about killing him." Kind of hated to go that far.
Can't really kill anybody till we go into color. And I mean television.
But they never spoke. That was the thing I was going for.
The family?
Yeah.
No, just the father.
The rest, and never had any affect either. Never emoted at all. But play like you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
Great musicians.
One of them sang.
Yeah, but he never spoke.
You're right.
None of them ever did.
They all had the Buck Owens facial expression.
Which goes, how's that go? Yep. Sort of like early Bieber.
Kind of like now Bieber.
Well, that's what I mean. Then it was an early form.
Actually, that's
now.
A perfect description. Anytime Justin Bieber poses for a photo, pulls his glasses down a little bit and goes,
what?
It looks like somebody just called on him in class. They went, Mr. Bieber, do you know the answer?
Whoa.
Love the Darlings.
Yeah. Wish they had to put out an album.
That would have been great. I'd have bought it.
Just find a place and hang on.
Andy jammed with him too.
Yeah. Andy Griffith really could play the guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have it in here as well.
And sing.
Their appearance on the show was always supplemented by a song provided by... Ooh, I got trivia for you. Always supplemented by a song, usually with Andy accompanying them on guitar.
What's the trivia?
Do you know which band was the actual band that contributed on behalf of the Darlings? Does that make sense? Music provided
by...
Hang
on. Wait a minute. I got it. Cream.
No. This band,
I got this one.
I'm just going to... A different way to phrase it.
Okay, rephrase it.
This band, this actual band, played the Darling Boys.
And it's not Cream?
No.
Yeah. Come on, Everett.
Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Who went on to do Blinded by the Light.
Yeah, no, not them. Can we give you a hint?
No. We're almost there.
The Dillards.
Yes.
Thank you. What's the matter, Dan? Are you mad we got your trivia answer?
I'm not mad that you got it. I'm mad that you cheated to get it.
How did I cheat? I haven't done anything. My hands haven't moved. I didn't Google anything.
They don't have to, because Alfie can Google on your behalf and send you an instant message on your computer.
You don't know. I haven't looked at my... Yes, I have.
Where is it?
Right there. Don't click out of it.
I saw it, and it's in all caps. The Dillards.
I had never heard of the band.
I figured you hadn't. I just saw it and figured that's random. Let me see if he knows this.
Well, I was just trying to think of something else. Was it the Supremes? On the Andy Griffith Show?
Uh-huh.
Not the Temptations?
Mayberry was never the same.
Four Tops came into town. We shut Mayberry down. Everybody moved to Mount Pilot. Four Tops came into town. Even Gomer's running in circles going, "Citizens arrest!" Okay, let's move on. Otis, I can tell Kenzie's bored. What?
Otis wouldn't stay at the jail anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not bored.
This jail's been tainted.
It's okay, Kenzie.
It's okay that Ernest T. stayed in there.
Right.
Old people are laughing, Kenzie. I know.
It's old people jokes.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Your mom's probably laughing her butt off, and your grandma.
Probably.
Your grandma's loving it.
Probably.
Have you heard from your grandma since we talked about her on the air?
Yes.
And?
She sent me a text.
What did y'all say about her grandmother?
What didn't he say about her grandmother?
I just said the woman deserves some pleasure in her latter years.
It was her birthday on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Or Tuesday.
What's wrong with that?
What did she say? Just give it to me. Don't look for it.
She said, I got it. Wow, what a birthday. Thank you so much, and love you and love the show, and she loves y'all.
And what's Grandma's first name, Mary?
Mary.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Grandma Mary.
Granny Mary.
She want to hook up?
No.
I'll get up in them granny pants.
No.
I don't care how long it takes to pull them down.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, at a certain point, it's not underwear as much as they are bloomers.
No.
Man, I hate
I really hate putting on my granny pants every day. Feels like a scuba outfit. And you try putting on a scuba outfit with Depends underneath.
Mm-mm, that's going to be tough. But it's going to be a lot of bunching.
Makes me clump up. Have to dig around for a while.
I kind of stretch it out.
But I'm looking forward to going out with that Russ Martin guy. He sounds like a man who knows how to treat a gal.
Oh, he does.
Anybody that offers to pull down my granny pants?
Mm-hmm. Chivalry is alive and well.
Shows he's willing to work for it.
Especially since I'm unkempt.
Oh, God.
Excuse me?
I use that word because I didn't want you to know what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
I think so.
Why don't you call Granny Mary during the break and ask her if she's unkempt?
No. I know what that is.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Retro.
Man, I ain't shaved since the Korean police action.
I did know.
Oh, please. You thought unkempt meant she got out of her pen.
Yeah, you thought it meant I got loose. Got off my tether.
Got outside the fence. Look at Granny. She's unkempt.
Can somebody go pick her up? She's outside.
I like to bark at leaves.
Granny got out again. How do you know?
Well, hang on. What am I doing?
Look under the fence. You can see where she clawed her way out. And there's little shards of Huggy stuck to the fence. That's the way we found her last time. Think of it as like cloth breadcrumbs. Hey, Kenzie, does your grandmother travel at all? I mean, can she drive around?
Mm-hmm.
Did she ever come up here one Friday?
Okay.
Yeah, and your mom can come.
Okay.
We will be kind to them in the studio.
I know.
Just not on the air.
Yeah, on the air. I'm sorry.
I understand.
I'm going to have to get it.
Yeah, he's going to get it hard.
Yeah. We'll bring a stripper pole in here.
Oh, my God.
We'll turn it sideways so she can work it.
Oh, all right. That actually hurts a little bit.
Those are the nicest bunch of boys.
Oh, God.
Put some training wheels on it.
I can't see.
Part of that horizontal pole in your way.
I land this move by... Never mind.
Yeah, thank you.
By watching koala bears.
I call this one the three-toed sloth. It takes 6 hours to perform.
But my God, it's graceful.
It takes a while, and it's a big finish. As I dismount and I say, I hate Qantas.
All right. Got a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'll read something useful for at least half the Metroplex. A major highway construction project near downtown Dallas will mean closures and delays over the weekend. The Horseshoe Project affects Interstates 30 and 35, the Dallas Mixmaster, just south of the downtown area. The goal of the $800 million project is to relieve congestion in one of the worst traffic trouble spots in Texas.
They have Really? Mm-hmm. I know there's a payoff. But how long is the 635 project all the way up to the Mixmaster? How long has that been going on?
Oh, God. 5 years at least.
Like this newest one?
Aren't you talking about something that leads up off 635 to the Mixmaster?
No, I'm saying the downtown Mixmaster.
Oh, the Walton Walker.
30 and 35.
Okay. There's too many different areas. It's like, well, how long is this one going to take? Oh, probably about 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So all the congestion, all the backups, all the agony for those 12 years just to do what? Add how many lanes? 2, 3? And then by then, it's time to redesign.
Yeah, because they didn't plan far enough ahead. This weekend, varying lanes will be closed as workers install new beams. According to Anna Back, a spokeswoman for the project, she said, "We decided to do these closures over the span of one weekend so that we are not doing these closures every weekend, disrupting traffic. The full project should be completed in about 2.5 years.
I know they can't afford it, but if they would just subcontract all this work out to the NTTA, you get it all done in the course of a couple of months. That big interchange close to where I live, 121 Dallas Tollway, Sam Rayburn, whatever that thing is called.
Yeah.
Huge.
121 Tollway, yeah.
It seems like they started and finished that in about 6 months. Could be an exaggeration, but I know every day that I drove to work, there was a noticeable difference to where you wanted to stop and get out and look at the guys and go,
Good job.
Good job.
Double thumbs up. Shake their hands. Pat them on the back. Give them a good game on the butt.
And it means a lot coming from me because I'm a driver. I'm a superhero. And I'm alcoholic. I'm like a Wyatt Hancock. Good job. We need a break.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:34, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by KTXA 21. Let's start off in Dallas. Let's go southbound on the toll right at Alpha Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Frankfort. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Plano Road. That accident there has been cleared out for a little while now. Traffic is still jacked up back from the High 5. And Plano northbound 75 just before Legacy. That accident there is now in the clearing stages. Traffic is unwinding back from Park Boulevard. In McKinney, northbound 75 between Bloomdale Road and Telephone Road. That part of the highway has been reopened. The accident has been cleared out. Traffic is still pretty bad, though, back to Virginia. And finally, in Eula, southbound 121, right at Glade Road, that earlier stalled vehicle has been gone for a little while now. Traffic is still backed up back from 360. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Kroger. Cloudy tonight, 61 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy, then partly cloudy. A high around 63. Right now, 70 degrees. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling. Moving on. Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling. Moving on.
Alfie, did you ever find out if there were tickets to see Merle in Texas?
No, I have not.
Hang on a second. Brian. Go ahead.
I'm still trying to score us tickets at the sold-out one here in Oklahoma.
Are there any radio stations in Oklahoma giving away Merle tickets?
I can find out.
Well, we can swap them out with... What are we giving away? Kid Rock?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good trade.
Kid Rock, Def Leppard's coming up.
Probably could swap out for some Kid Rock. He did. What's the song that they sampled? Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
What's the name of that one?
It's called All Summer Long.
Yeah.
So he's kind of a crossover.
Plus, I think the Kid Rock tour is also with Foreigner.
Who's the lead singer though? Because I don't think Lou Gramm is with Foreigner anymore.
That I don't know.
Some other fella.
It's amazing how bands just regenerate.
Oh, yeah.
How many people left in the band? Me? What'd you play? I was a roadie. So we regenerated. Now we're Lynyrd Skynyrd again.
I think Quiet Riot's still together, and the only original member is the drummer.
Yep.
Dee Snider's gone?
No, you're thinking of Twisted Sister.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It wasn't quite right.
Carlos Cavazo was the guitar player, and Kevin Dubrow was the singer.
Oh.
Prior to his death.
But not after.
No. Hadn't sung a lick.
Wait, he died?
Yeah.
You can't bring stuff like this on Kenzie.
The lead singer is the brother of one of the husbands on The Real Housewives.
Enough.
Oh, God.
No, that's like sounds like somebody trying to doing a tree thingy of their family.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm just trying to figure out, can I f*** her or not? My favorite one was with, it was a band. We had them on the show back at CBS. Come on, you got it.
Man, you're so close.
I know it. It's like a Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but not that. Something band.
I like them.
You dumbass. Tell the story. Never mind. I'll think about it later. But it was after the band had had all their, whatever band it was, had all their hits. And then they replaced a couple of guys in the band. And these guys who never were around for the big years of whatever band I'm referring to end up stealing the name legally.
Was it Little River Band?
That's it.
Yeah.
Knuckles, man.
I got you back, baby. Yeah. Do not know how I remember that, but I remember that.
So the original guys in the band couldn't even use Little River Band anymore.
Man, that's some poor lawyering somewhere.
We got your name.
There are two Queensrÿches. There's Jeff Tate's Queensryche, the lead singer, and then the everybody else in Queensryche's Queensryche out there touring.
Mm-hmm.
Who got the lead singer in the divorce?
I don't know. But, yeah, he's on his own now. But I think there was a big court battle. Chloe probably knows this better than I. There was a big court battle, and I think now it's Jeff Tate's Queensryche versus just Queensryche. So you have to be careful. You don't know which one you're getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always have to clarify the Queensryche with Jeff Tate or just Queensryche.
Who's the lead singer?
Of the new Queensryche?
No. The original.
Jeff Tate.
Okay. So that's what I would want, the Jeff Tate Queensryche.
Yeah.
But you're not getting any of the original musicians on the instruments.
It doesn't really matter. You got a good cover band.
Yeah.
I mean, David Lee Roth, go out and tour. You're not going to get the Eddie Van Halen riffs.
No.
You got Steve Vai. Steve Vai played with him.
The science guy?
Yeah. Yeah, the science guy.
I think I'd like to see him play. All right, 541, Daniel. You know, if it wasn't for the ratings, Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Mm-hmm. And how? Actually, I have some other interesting news. There was interesting news going on in the break room not too long ago. Have you ever seen Kinsey interact with McCray, Billy the Kid's producer on Kiss FM?
I have not. I know she's got the hots for him.
Ooh, it's bad.
What did I do?
What did you do? I'll tell you what you did.
I didn't do anything.
You asked. She's got a sandwich. And apparently the sandwich was dry. She wanted something to put on it. And that's when McCray stepped in and said, I've got mayo.
It was sweet.
I've got something for your sandwich.
Okay, that's gross.
Did you take his mayo?
I'm scared to answer.
You should be.
Did he give you mayo or not?
Yes, and I didn't even ask. He's like, let me go find something. And I was like, oh, and he went and dug around in a drawer and found mayo.
Yeah, that's exactly where he got his mayo. That's where I keep mine.
Uh-huh.
Y'all are gross.
Individual.
Really? Did you actually watch him put the mayo on the sandwich, or did he take the sandwich in another room?
No, oh, he just handed me the packets. I'm putting it on.
That's called a penis.
Oh, my God. He handed me this.
You put his penis in that pouch?
No, this is mayonnaise.
So that's what the kids are calling it.
This is sandwich spread.
Yeah.
Ugh, this is food.
In my day, we called it leg spread, but if you want to call it sandwich spread.
This is the stuff that's like Miracle Whip.
Exactly. Oh.
Dang it.
So what was the big story, the fact that... Other than the fact he went looking for mayo for Kenzie.
Oh, nothing. That was it right there. I just knew we'd get a little bit out of her.
And she was enamored by that?
Oh, look at her. She's like, oh, my God, it was so sweet.
It was sweet.
See? I do sweet things for you.
Yes, you do.
Well, you never go on the air about it.
Yeah, I give you hugs.
Well, that's not on the air.
You're sweet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sensing a little awkward tension.
Russ made me a cake the other day.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
What an a-hole.
What's his name?
McCray.
Did McCray actually make the mayonnaise, or he just go find you a packet? Who baked the cake for you?
You baked the cake.
But you're not running all wet because of me.
You can't make packets of mayonnaise.
I can.
Do it. Ew, no, wait.
I can only give you 10 cc.
Wow.
Wait, I missed it. Say it again. Wait.
It's just the things we do for love.
What is it? I'm good. 10 cc.
my couple years at KVIL doing love songs gives me that punchline. Hey. Thank you, early career.
As long as she doesn't measure it, because you really can't come up with 10cc.
No.
No, no, no.
Thanks for like seven.
Six?
Sounds about right.
Oh, the amount? Ew.
I like the way she perplexes herself. It's like,
I got it. Ew. Yeah. What?
She's the epitome of thinking out loud.
You're not gonna know who the band 10cc is. They did a song, "The Things We Do for Love."
Oh.
Like walking in the rain and the snow. And the rumor was that the band's name came from the average amount of male ejaculate. Which is not really 10cc. I think it's more around 6 or 7.
What's a cc?
Cc is...
it's a unit of measurement.
It's one for each eye.
See?
That's gross.
What do you think it stands for? Cc.
I don't think I can say that.
Well, it's just a unit of measurement. It's obviously not going to be a lot if it's coming from a male.
Okay. CC. Cubic feet?
Yes.
So proud.
Betty gave me a cream pie for weeks. First time I ever... I had 10 cubic feet of that.
The average is about 10cc. I just looked it up.
I don't think that's true.
It said about between a tablespoon and a teaspoon, and a tablespoon's 15cc.
You're making me sick. But thanks for figuring it out. What do you normally shoot?
Average.
Do you measure it?
No.
You wait for it to drain out of the doll?
Yay.
Thank you.
Yay. He's vicious and funny. We love him.
Try it again.
All right. Last Friday night's basketball game between Flower Mound High School and Plano East went into three overtimes. But what made the social media circles over the weekend happened just beyond the confines of the court. A picture was tweeted out showing a sign being held up in Flower Mound student section that read, "White Power." An athlete with Plano East, who was at the game, spoke with Channel 8, but asked that not share his picture or name, and said, "We thought it was racist. It said white power, and we were shocked." Deanna Thompson, a Plano East parent, also saw the photo on social media and said it's just so sad that the kids have to take it to that level. Witnesses said the incident happened late in the game, but Plano East athlete remembers a specific moment when it got very raucous in the gym. He said our student section started pointing at the sign. That's when it clicked in everyone's mind. Whoa, what are these guys doing? And the teachers came and took the signs down. The student said the signs were held up for 30 seconds. Students described teachers rushing to the stands to take down the signs.
Am I missing something? Was there somebody on the team called white, or is the team called white? Or
Flower Mound's colors during the game was white shirts and white shorts. So okay. That was sort of their way around of what they were trying to say. However,
the other team they were playing, were they predominantly black?
I don't know. I know that there was a couple of athletes that were black. I don't know, the percentage breakdown.
Okay.
So, witnesses also told Channel 8 that racial slurs were also directed at players during the game, especially after a player had been injured. There was also Twitter chatter that Flower Mound students defecated and urinated on Plano's team bus. Neither district could confirm that, but many students said it happened. Louisville School District...
Well, that would be easy enough to confirm. Can you do DNA from grunt, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So you get the grunt and you swab everybody.
I think the grunt was gone. It was just one of those things everyone said it happened and they never got confirmation of it.
Well, you could smell it or there'd be some remnant of it.
What I'm saying is that apparently there was no evidence of it.
Dan, I need answers.
I don't have them.
We've seen enough CSI. You can't get rid of everything.
This is true.
You take that hood down someplace and you have it examined.
The Louisville interim superintendent, Dr. Kevin Rogers, says this will not be tolerated in LISD. And earlier today, I saw their response to it saying at future basketball games for the remaining future until they say otherwise, no more signs.
Mm. What do you want me to say?
It's I know. There's really nothing you can. It's been a big story always.
Why couldn't they say which Plano school was it?
Plano East.
Couldn't have said, East Power could have probably become a problem.
Well,
Plano Power. Just anything. Whoever you were playing. Were they playing another Plano school?
No, they're playing Flower Mound. Flower Mound student section they were in all white uniforms and held up the signs White Power.
Plano was.
Flower Mound did.
Flower Mound was holding up the White Power.
Yes, because Flower Mound was wearing all white uniforms.
Flower okay. Power.
Well, I got the schools confused.
Right.
Did you?
No.
Oh, well, then never mind. But Kenzie's right. Why not Flower Power?
Because
and then smoke weed.
Because that's not as controversial as saying White Power.
Nor intimidating.
What was the sport?
Basketball.
Oh.
The excuse is that...
Make basketball, not war. What?
The excuse is that there were two sets of signs, one that said blue and white, and another set that said Jaguar Power, which is the name of, or I guess their mascot.
Mm-hmm.
And two jackasses got together and thought it'd be funny.
They combined their signs. Problem is, Plano East mascot, aren't they the Panthers?
They are the Panthers.
Man, that's going to be problematic.
Not if you just say Panther Power.
I don't think they were in the mood to just say Panther Power. I know I wouldn't.
I know if they put up the whole name of the organization, I would have quit. We're playing the Black Panthers.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Where's your sign now?
Yeah. Hold up that other sign.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
A Michigan woman. Sorry, this one troubles me. A Michigan woman who died after accidentally shooting herself in the head in the beginning of the year was adjusting her bra holster when the gun went off. 55-year-old Christina Bond was having trouble adjusting her bra holster and could not get it to fit the way she wanted it to. She was looking down before firing the weapon. Officers found...
Which meant the gun was pointing up. She shot herself in the head.
Yes, right through her own eye.
I don't understand why you would get a bra holster.
If you look at the picture, it doesn't go down and in. It's sort of a cross. So it wasn't sitting properly. So it somehow,
I get it.
The muzzle turned up.
The gun's mounted horizontally between each cup.
Yeah.
So you just reach into your blouse sideways and pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
Get a pocket holster. I mean, all right. Maybe it's not as easy to get to, but if you shoot yourself, it's probably going to be in the thigh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think part of the issue is, for women, they're trying to find different and creative ways to conceal their weapons. And so a pocket holster may not be in it for that outfit for the day. Whereas a bra, typically you're going to wear the bra every day.
Yeah, if they had a crotch holster,
mm-mm.
I wouldn't buy one of those.
Hell no.
Oh, no.
The barrel's pointed anywhere near my stuff.
That's why, as I got older and watched TV cop shows or movies, and you see the guy put the gun in the front of his pants. No.
Eddie Murphy never did that. Mm. Eddie Murphy always backside his pants.
That's right. If anything, just shoot your ass off.
You just maybe you get lucky and just go through the crack and miss altogether.
That's right.
So they didn't just say, well, you don't know because she died. Because a lot of times with these stories, well, the gun just went off. They don't.
This is one of those stories that we I don't know what kind of weapon. So I'm.
Well, if she was just readjusting and I guess somehow twisted. Obviously, that's what happened for her to shoot herself in the face or in the head. Perhaps take a gun class. Just because you can get a CHL and if you pass a class, the training is minimal.
Yeah, because most of the CHL training is classroom. It's theory. It's situational type stuff. Yeah.
Can you do this in this situation? Are you justified in using lethal force in this situation? That's why I hate taking the renewal classes for CHL because there's always, just like defensive driving, there is always one. And all it takes is one. Vinegar and water pouch, it's got to ask every freaking question for every scenario. Well, what if? Well, what if? Now, I know it changes at night. Okay, here are the what ifs. If you think you're justified and you want to go before the grand jury And if you think they're going to no-bill?
No-bill.
Think they're going to no-bill you after an ass-load of money you're going to have to spend on legal fees?
Mm-hmm.
You decide. Forget about human property. If human life is in jeopardy and the prompt summoning of aid is essential, you pop them. If it's property, that's your own call. I'm not going to shoot somebody on my property if they're trying to steal something. Now, if they want to get out and talk about it.
Hey. Well, it seems like they kind of sealed their own fate there.
Like, I don't know what's in their hands.
No. Probably a gun.
But it's not like on Blue Bloods or television in general. Well, you know, it was a justified shooting. Well, sometimes you still have to get an attorney, and very few attorneys in Everett will testify. Do anything pro bono?
No.
See?
I kept it short. Did you like that?
I did, because you knew if you elaborated, somebody would read something into it.
Well, and you'd tell me it was too long, and you'd start playing background music and blowing into your bottle and doing all the things you do to signify your displeasure. And I didn't want that, and so that's why I didn't go on and on.
Okay.
I try to keep things short when I can. I think it's important.
Yes, Gerald.
They do indeed make crotch holsters. They've been making them for years for deep cover cops and joggers. They even make underwear with holsters in them.
I could see possibly a fanny pack. I know they make those where the front flips down. You can reach in for the weapon. But I don't want anything anywhere near my penis.
Well, they make them for joggers. They make them for cops that are for deep cover. Like I say, they have undershirts and underwear that have holsters in them. I wouldn't wear one, but, you know.
Man, that's some... Yeah.
Obviously, the idea is to be able to get to it in a timely fashion, but I'm not digging around in my pants. Hey, Matt, what are you doing? My ball is kind of hanging to the right.
Yeah.
I was just readjusting. You ain't reaching for your gun, are you?
Actually, that's pretty cool. I think, was it From Dusk Till Dawn, the guy had the crotch gun?
I don't know. I don't really care. If I'm outside... And the weather is fitting. I'll just stick it in my pocket, and I'll keep my hand in my pocket. That way, if somebody comes up and attacks me, I just lift my pocket up and shoot them through the jacket. I can buy a new jacket. But it's just those idiots in the CHL courses. Have you ever taken one, Everett?
I haven't.
It's just the guy that everybody wants to. You get to a point where you go, you know what? I don't want the license this bad. Let's all shoot him.
Yeah. It's like that in any class. High school, there's always one guy.
But it's one to where if somebody didn't ask so many questions, it would go a lot quicker.
Sure.
Like defensive driving. Of course, I don't guess you have to go to class for those anymore.
Yeah, they do it online now.
I'm sorry, what, Kenzie?
They do both. The classes are shorter than the online.
Oh.
Like an hour.
The class was? For defensive driving?
No, I said they're 1 hour shorter than online, I think. They're 5-6 hours.
Where?
Different restaurants, depends on the place. They do a comedy.
Okay, I got it. It takes a little longer online.
I think.
Seems like it'd be more convenient. You take out driving time, and you don't have to sit there with somebody going,
Well, what if...
What if we all hand you a gun and shoot you now?
Oh, that'd be good.
And then the ones in the CHL class never got it. Weigh out how important it is. Forget about right, wrong, legal, illegal, moral, immoral, letter of the law.
Spirit of the law.
Thank you. But you know, that's where I was going.
It's the only place to go with that.
All right. You decide which way you want to go with it. If somebody's about to hurt one of my animals, you're out.
Yup.
Steal something of mine, even if it's night, I'm probably going to let it go. It's not worth popping somebody.
Would you aim for a leg, though? Because even if you don't hit him, it'll scare the hell out of him.
Well, I might blow a few rounds into the ground. You know what happens to that guy? Happened to that guy in Mesquite. He had intruders trying to kick his fence in. He blew a couple rounds into the ground, and Mesquite arrested him.
See, and now you know not to say that. Now you can just say, yeah, I fired, but I missed.
Yeah.
Because had he said, I missed, they wouldn't have arrested him. But since he said, I fired into the ground, sorry, discharging in a city.
You didn't know there was immediate danger? Yeah, I did. They were trying to kick my fence in. So instead of being irresponsible and blowing a few rounds into the sky, I blew it into the ground because I'm a plumber and I know where my PVC sprinkler system runs.
That's right.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, I remember.
Alfie, do I want to take one or break?
Break.
Okay.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by KTXA 21. Let's start. Well, actually, only one incident right now, and it's in Grand Prairie, eastbound 30, right at the Beltline. Got an accident there. That has traffic backed up back from the bush. Other than that, traffic is looking pretty damn good all across the Metroplex. Call number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see Kid Rock at the Jex Energy Pavilion on July 24th, July 23rd, before you can even buy them. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles' Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Join Me. Tonight, cloudy and 61. Tomorrow, cloudy, then partly cloudy as we hit a high of 63. Right now, 70. The 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, Daniel.
Matt Buckland is in the HR department at an investment firm in London called Forward Partners. And when he was getting off the subway Monday morning, he stood to the side to let a woman get off the train first. But a man behind him started yelling, swearing at him, then shoved past to get off the train. When Matt got to work, he started conducting interviews for a web developer position, and the same guy walked in. Turns out the reason he was in such a hurry to get off the subway was because of this job interview. The man did not recognize Matt, but Matt recognized him. So we started the interview by asking questions about commuting on the subway and kept going until the guy realized who he was. The guy was embarrassed and apologized, but he was dead in the water. Matt says they still went through the full interview, but that guy's not getting a job.
All right, those odds are obviously slim to none that that's going to happen.
True, but it should make you think. It's sort of like the next time someone does something that pisses you off and you lose your mind about it. Think about, you may have to cross paths with this person.
You don't even have to think about that. All you have to worry about is somebody catching it on their phone and it's on YouTube.
That too.
And then sooner or later, you know it's going to get back to your employer. All right, this guy's a hothead. Or, you know, here's YouTube video of some large guy with curly hair hiding in, you know, some red tip fatinas outside a window looking in at some chick. And then Alfie's fired.
The funniest instant karma like that I ever heard, someone told me about someone who was driving down the road, rolled down the window, saw someone at whom he hurled a racial epithet, and the light turned red. He came to a stop, and the guy came up and punched him in the face.
He's lucky.
Yeah, he's lucky that's all he got.
Traffic control sucked, don't it?
Oh, man, this is awkward. I just call you something terrible. Now we got to sit here at the same light.
Oh, yeah, if I ever flip anybody off, I know it's cowardice, but I always make sure that there is nothing in my way. Most of the time, if I flip somebody off, it's when I'm getting off, coming here to the station. We're on the tollway in North Dallas. You get off at Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
And because people never yield on the service road, the Dallas Parkway, they never yield. If we play that game of, well, who's going to slow down first, you or me? Dude, I got the yield sign.
Yeah.
I'm going to pace you until you have to make a decision of ramming me or just staying on the service road. And then finally, things will work out, and they'll get over in the left, and they'll get on the freeway. And they're honking, and I don't even look at them. My favorite thing is you just keep looking forward and go,
yeah, that's me.
And you never give them the opportunity. You flip them up against the glass, but you keep looking forward. So there's no satisfaction to them whatsoever.
Yeah, because you know they're going to see you. But whatever their reaction is doesn't matter because you know you're going to get one. And you're not going to see whatever their reaction is because you were just too cool. You ain't got time for that. Take your finger. I'm going this way.
Sorry, Dad. That don't count. I don't care how much you are fitting your cup.
You can be waving around all you want. I can't see you, and you know I can't see you. I've done it out the moonroof before.
That one's pretty cool.
And the one time in Southlake, some guy, I forget what it was, but during construction, and we're all having to merge into one lane, and the old guy in a small SUV, the ones that Chrysler put out for a while, they were supposed to be popular, then nobody wanted them. The
PT Cruiser.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's behind me in one because he's not paying attention. He's screwed around on his cell phone. So there's a gap that opens up. I'm the far left. I scoot in front of him because he's watching his phone. Then he starts honking. And I'm just sitting there, and I hold up my arms like, what? And then he's pointing. And then, you know, we're making eye contact because he can see me in the rearview mirror.
Yep.
And that's when I opened up the sunroof and started doing a finger puppet show. Like,
oh, look, it's two little rabbits. Oh, they're fighting. Oh, my God.
And he's honking the entire time. And then finally, you know, when it got to the part, he just started laughing and he stopped.
Awesome. See, I thought you would do it to where it'd be like some sort of fight, like a finger fight. And then at the end, it's like Highlander. There's only one.
Which would be the middle finger.
I got that right.
Now it's just that matter he got, the longer I kept the puppet show going on. Up through my sunroof, moonroof, of da, 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 and then da, da, da. Then I did a little thumb thing. I look, I'm pulling my thumb off my hand. Brilliant. And this guy looked like he was probably in his mid-60s. So at a certain point, he had to put things into perspective of, all right, I got mad, I honked it, but at least I got a free puppet show.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a really good trade.
There's a payoff.
Now, had I carried around real puppets, it would have been even better.
Oh, my God.
Something to think about next time.
Yeah, yeah, just that big sock puppet we have in here. Stick it up out of the moon roof and go.
Oh, my God. See, that might actually be a traffic hazard, because if Alfie was following you,
his car would explode just from all of his bodily fluids coming out.
Yep. I do give the guy credit, though, the guy that the interviewer, to actually go through with the entire interview, which I'm sure was probably more, he probably just wanted to torture the a-hole guy.
It's like a cat playing with a mouse before he kills it.
It's like, you need a job, don't you?
You even build it up. You know, say what the job was for?
Yeah, it was a computer software or something. Okay. A web developer.
All right, just to let you know before the interview starts, we've reevaluated this position, and, you know, it looks like it's probably going to pay another $25,000 a year. You may have to work an extra 2 or 3 hours a week. I just so you know, just, you know, full disclosure. Oh yeah, this will be great. Then that's when you torture him.
Yeah. Oh, and there is a signing bonus, and there are stock options as well. All this fantastic stuff. We get a company car,
and I think you would be an ideal candidate. However,
You seem like a good guy and a guy who can deal with pressure. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions. In fact, in my mind, at this point, it's a done deal. This is just, you know, standard questioning. You already got the gig.
Formality.
Did you push me off of a train today? What? Was it a train?
Yeah.
Well,
subway.
I pushed a lot of people off the subway today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. Was it a subway or an L train? Because there's a difference.
Which do you think?
I don't know.
Do you push people on both?
I normally don't push people off L trains because they're elevated.
Okay. Yeah, this was a subway.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a quintuplet.
Yeah.
What?
It means I got no arms or legs.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's what that means.
I figured I'd be perfect since this is a legal firm. Get it?
Yeah.
Everett's right. That, I mean, if you're looking for a lie just to get out of it, because at that point I would have none if I was the a-hole that pushed somebody off.
Right.
Of, you know what? I travel on the same train, and I got a twin brother or
another, several
people look just like me. A bunch of
doppelgangers.
Thank you. I was going to say Farkanugans, but doppelgangers.
Yeah.
By the way, that chick Amy Doppelganger never called me.
Oh, from Rodney's show? And
yeah, and she wants to go out, right?
I think so. Yeah, it's Amy Vanderhoff from Good Morning Texas.
I don't know this story.
She, we're going to get way off topic here.
That's okay. It's your show.
All right. She co-hosts with Rodney on his show on 1190.
Okay.
Monday through Friday from 11 to noon. I don't know how she and Rodney hooked up. Probably because I think Rodney does segments on Good Morning Texas.
Yep.
So, somehow Rodney alluded that, hey, Amy might want to go out. She was Miss Connecticut USA 2001.
Wow.
And then it just kind of stopped, and I asked him about it, and he said, well, no, if you want to go out with her, you're going to have to work for it. I was like, I thought she already wanted to go out.
Yeah, that was what I thought.
So it wasn't just my perception.
No, I mean, he made it sound like, though, that the ball was in your court, that you'd have to actually call her and be like, hey.
But when he said, you're going to have to work for it, that doesn't sound like somebody that wants to go out.
Well, he wouldn't say that unless she'd shown some interest, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that was Rodney just, you know, trying to be cute, give you a hard time. I think ultimately if you just said Amy Vanderhoff.
Whatever her name is, Hoof and Mouth.
It's not Hoof and Mouth.
What is it?
Vanderhoff.
Gazoo tight.
I think she would say yes is what the gist is there.
But Rodney made it sound like it was going to be more of a struggle than just, you know, me asking and her going, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which all I'm down for is, hey, would you like to go to dinner or go to have lunch?
Yeah, ask her
if
that.
It's a matter of, well, I don't. Okay, thank you. I have no patience. There are no more games in my life. I don't care who you're related to or how big of a celebrity you are. Just because your last name is Van Helsing doesn't mean I'm going out with you.
It's Vanderhoff.
Who is that?
The Amy.
Vanderhoff. Isn't that a Chevy dealership?
No.
Yes. No. Yes, it is.
Or is it Honda?
It's Vandergriff Honda.
Yeah, Vandergriff Honda.
Oh.
In Arlington.
Could she get me a deal on the car?
She doesn't own the dealership.
Well, then why would he want to go out with her?
Yeah.
Her name's Vanderhoff.
Who is?
Amy. The girl that may or may not want to go out with you.
Probably not.
Who at this point, probably not, because you can't even get her name right. You've got her fighting vampires.
Van Helsing fought vampires?
When he wasn't selling cars.
Oh. Huh. Van Helsing? Oh, all right. So, why don't you just ask her out for me, Dan?
Why? It's your personal life.
Because you're my friend. Wouldn't you want me to be happy? Do you think she's somebody that would make me unhappy?
I don't know.
I want just all the simple pleasures in life. So call Amy Van de Kamps and ask her if she wants to go out.
It's Vanderhoff.
Who?
You can ask her out.
Who?
Amy Vanderhoff.
You need Allegra? She's not part of the Van de Kamps family?
Not that I'm aware of.
She's not like a fish stick heiress?
No. If she is, then you've really hit the jackpot, but I don't think so. I'm pretty sure her name's Vanderhoff.
Hmm. I would think if somebody talked about me on a 100,000-watt radio station with ratings far beyond comprehension, I would be flattered and I would call that person talking about me.
Well, maybe she just thinks you're all you're doing is making fun of her.
I'm not.
You're not fish stick heiress.
Well, she might be, but I already have money. I don't need her money.
Maybe she's old-fashioned. Maybe she wants you to call her. Yeah. And you're a chivalrous guy. Certainly you can appreciate that. And if that's how she is, she's certainly not going to like it if I call, because if I call, she's going to think you're a chicken.
I am a chicken.
Well,
how hard is it to call the Amy Hamacher Slinger?
She's not a tool catalog.
You know, obviously, she's a TV person. She already has people lined up. So there's no reason to mess with me.
Well, if she has people lined up, then why is she telling Rodney, at least it seems, sounds like, that she's interested?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing chicks do when they're interested in you. They don't come out and directly tell you, but they tell someone to drop a hint. And that's what you got. You got a hint.
Yeah, and that's true whether they're 10 years old or 40.
Do you know what she looks like, Kenzie?
No.
Pull up Amy Van Helsing.
Actually, I feel... I feel like maybe I've seen her.
It's I don't know the spelling. It's like V-A-N Beethoven.
What show is she on?
Good Morning Texas. In fact, she's leaving in a week or so.
Where's she going?
I don't know. Maybe she's hooked up to Rodney's radio show, hooked up to his wagon.
I see. But she's staying around.
She is, but I don't know if that's a wagon. I mean, a
yeah,
a,
horse you want to ride.
Oh.
Yeah, because then next thing you know, you're surrounded.
Yeah. She's really pretty.
She is.
I know who she is. Why don't you call her?
I don't have her number. Rodney won't give it to her.
I think he's being a jerk.
Well, how are you supposed to call her if you don't even have her number?
I don't know. I don't know what, you know, Roddy keeps going, hey, have you called Amy Pflugerville yet? I don't know her phone number. Where am I going to go with this?
He's messing with you.
Maybe that's what you're going to have to work for.
What?
Find her phone number somehow.
Got to work for them digits.
I'm not playing that game. Ooh, let's play Where's Farfenugan?
Vanderhoff.
Maybe she is affiliated with VWs. I don't know.
Be nice to date somebody with money. Fish stick heiress.
She's not a fish stick heiress.
Is she an ice cream heiress?
Ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go.
Amy Haagen-Dazs?
No.
Maybe I'm not allowed. Last name is Verboten. You know, we talked about this. Go back to the original story. When you interview people, what are some of the, let's say they haven't pissed you off on the way to work.
They didn't push me off a train.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the questions you really ask are.
Okay. Well, one of my favorites is, what is the least favorite characteristic about yourself?
Okay. Did you ask me this one before?
I did.
Least favorite characteristic. How long do you normally give them?
Well, I'm more interested in the reaction than I am the actual answer, because part of it is I want to see how they think on their feet.
Okay. What if I said, I don't really have an answer because I'm kind of happy with me. I'm sure there are things I know I need to work on. But I don't have an answer for you right now.
Then I think they lack insight, because I think everyone has things about themselves that they think need improvement. And if they're not willing to tell me what that is.
Well, I'm trying to really think of one.
They either lack insight or they're not forthcoming.
I like to work. Shortcoming.
I know mine, but and you can analyze that. My answer would be always allowing myself to become frustrated by the lack of consideration of others.
See, that's great. That's a great answer. It's thoughtful.
But he gets pissed off in traffic, which means he's prone to road rage.
Well,
that doesn't mean I'm prone to road rage.
Yes, it does.
Who have I shot at?
You haven't, only because I don't think you carry a gun around. And there may be a reason you don't carry a gun around.
Why are you reading so much into these things?
Because there are always reasons why people do or don't do things. And I would guess that you don't carry an RPG is because you got road rage.
But when it happens, I really, really want that RPG. And I want it mounted right on the hood. Maybe one that points backwards, too. Then if I save up, I'll get one for the sides. So then I'll have four RPGs. Go ahead. Don't yield to the ramp. See what happens.
My favorite answer is, I'm too organized. Oh. That's good, though. I mean, I want organization in my office. And if you tell me that, you know, everything has to be in a certain place, that's a great quality when you're asking someone to
okay,
have attention.
But if they just said, I'm too organized, are you immediately going to see through it of, okay, here's the answer he's looking for? Or if they said, all right, I'm kind of anal about things being where they need to be and always being able to – I like being organized. If they phrased it that way, would you not see through it?
Yeah. I mean, I think the delivery has a lot to do with how I interpret their answer, and that's part of what I'm trying to find out. Again, it's not just the content that I'm looking for, but it's the affect.
Ask me another one.
What's your best characteristic?
I respect police officers and firefighters.
What's the best characteristic you would bring to this job that would be translatable to working here?
I would turn on police and firefighters.
You would what?
Turn on police and firefighters.
You would turn on them?
Well, if you're an attorney, you're a defense attorney, I would have to turn on police and fire.
You don't have to turn on police and fire. Just, you know, answer the phone with a pleasant voice. And
oh, is that all I have to do?
Well, that's part of it, but you don't have to turn on the police. No one's asking you to do that.
Thank you for calling Berloff and Newton. We hate police and fire. How may I direct your call?
Yes, that's how we answer the phone.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:32. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's. Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Sam's. Not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound I-35. Right at I-30, got an accident there in the clearing stages, right there in the Mixmaster. Traffic is backed up back from Marsalis. And in Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30, right at Beltline Road, got an accident blocking the exit ramp there. Traffic is backed up back from 360. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Tonight will be cloudy, low of 61. Tomorrow, cloudy and hopefully partly cloudy towards the end of the day with a high of 63. Right now, 70 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
Big-hearted, possessing inexplicable humane qualities with a strong, unselfish compassion for homeless and abused animals. Qualities include supporting public guardians who courageously serve and protect our families. See also The Russ Martin Show from 97.1 The Eagle. We're back to The Russ Martin Show.
All right, Mark, what do you have this week for Puzzle? What is your last name?
Verma.
I don't think we've ever said that on the air.
I don't think we have.
Okay.
It's not really important, but...
It is, if the fact... That's a shirt I like that you're wearing.
I think that's a newer one.
It's a newer version.
I like that shirt.
Uh-oh.
Where'd you get it?
Probably Nordstrom's.
Damn.
What'd you think it was?
Too much.
No, I usually shop the sales.
I saw a shirt on sale at Nordstrom Rack one time. It was still like $88.
No, I don't spend $88 on a shirt.
But it's a nice shirt.
Yeah, I don't like the way you're looking at it though. And now the switchblade's out.
That's give me. Give me.
In case anyone wasn't aware of that sound.
If I were Mark, I would be happy that somebody was asking me for my shirt this time. instead of my drawers.
I know.
That's true. That's a significant upgrade in my opinion.
That means you're this close to being in the treehouse.
That's a big step still to go, though.
Circle of trust? You.
Pants.
Just like meet the Falkers or whatever. Okay, what do you got this week?
We'll start out with...
Or who do you have this week?
Well, thanks. We'll start out with the dog I'm holding, actually, Pepper. And
how old is Pepper?
Pepper is 1 year, 1 month old. And
male, female?
Female. She is a Schnauzer mix and definitely has the classic, some of the classic Schnauzer markings. Not the salt and pepper kind, but black with a little bit of kind of white sprinkled into her.
Mm-hmm. So she don't push it real good?
Yeah, she does.
I had to.
Right. So she's only 18 pounds. Very chill. And, I mean, look at her sitting here in the studio.
Dan, do you want to take Pepper?
Yeah. She was at our Yappy Hour fundraiser last night.
Sounds like something I would go to meet humans.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who wants to meet chicks? You can go to Yappy Hour.
Ooh. It could have been done also, but she was, a lot of people thought she might have been drinking, the way she was just kind of very, very chill during the whole night. So very laid back, though. You know, I mean, small dogs sometimes are all over the map on energy. This is a very, even though only a year old, still a puppy, coming right out of a puppy stage, just very laid-back dog.
Dan, that treat may be too big for you. You may have to break it in half.
Yep.
Smaller dog.
Pepper came from
she came from an
overcrowded shelter. We pulled her on the day she was supposed to be put down, which is pretty amazing that she was that close, actually, to me. But
and Dan, you can break that with your...
No, I can't. I had to use the knife.
Okay. I'm going to guess you guys are on some type of emergency list with most shelters of, hey, this dog's about to be put down.
We're tracking. Not only are we tracking, but we're walking. We have different people assigned to different shelters that we're walking those shelters. And I'd say volunteers that are doing that. And we build relationships with shelter managers, which a few years ago was hard to do. And it's actually very much easier to do now.
I don't know if I sent this email on to you or not. There is a vet or a vet tech that sent me an email that said they would mind doing some pro bono work.
I did not get that email.
But you would like it.
Yes.
Because most vets don't. As much as they love animals, they have overhead and they can only spend so much time in trouble. Do you have any vets that do
that? We have vet partners. And our vet partners... give us a rescue discount, and we're always trying to do our best to negotiate there. They're very good to us, but we're always looking for more options.
Each week, why don't you take one of your vet partners and plug them on the show? Because if they're going to spend a lot of their time and effort and training and education to help these animals, they should get something out of it.
I would be more than happy to do that.
But you don't know any off the top of your head because you're a thankless bastard.
I know them all. So Vickery Park Animal Hospital, that's the one I'll give you. First.
That's a good
one. They're in the Knox Henderson area, and they've been a long-time partner of ours. They will let us – we'll pull dogs straight from the shelter, and that's the first stop they go is the vet before they go anywhere else. And Vickery's always welcoming them for us.
Okay.
So that's the plug for this week.
Okay. Just trying to help.
You are. You're being fabulous today. I'm getting nervous now.
Call me a good guy, see what happens.
Right, I know. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Those were my favorite paintings.
Keyword was.
And the other dog?
The other dog is Bernie. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I can say Bernie's one of the most affectionate dogs I've ever seen. I mean, look at that. And
oh my God.
That's what he does. He always, for
whoever
your listeners,
is, whoever,
he
whoever hugs. It is that you brought in to hold Bernie. Bernie's getting him a nice good sniff of some crotch.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And my guess is he doesn't care whose crotch it is. Male, female, Don Davis.
There's a crotch needing a hug.
Right. He's like that with everyone. And you are right, Russ. He's amazing. He's just an absolute
amazing. What's his
name? Bernie.
Bernie.
And for the listeners, what he's doing is he's definitely hugging. He'll just jump up and hug.
He's hugging the leg. Like he's even got both paws clasped behind his leg.
Come here.
Yes.
Bernie, come on.
He's nonstop on that.
Come on.
Doesn't want to hug me.
Yes, he will. I promise you he will hug you. He hugs everybody.
Bernie, come on.
So Bernie is 11 months old. Once again, another puppy. I mean, technically, that's just really chill, which is kind of bizarre. Most puppies are like crazy, right? Crazy with energy. A lot of debate within Paws the City what his breed is.
Mm-hmm.
We initially thought American Staffordshire Terrier. There's other people think he's a lab mix. He's probably got some of both, but some kind of combination. American Staffordshire Terrier, excuse me, lab, terrier mix. It's been debated within us. We'd love to give him a DNA test. Kind of, he's a good model citizen for
but
that.
But you can see his picture on pawsinthecity.org.
Right, right. And his handler today is actually one of our really key volunteers, and he's a police officer.
For?
University of Texas at Dallas, and he's been a police officer for other cities around the country.
You may keep all your clothes, officer. We're going to need your pants. You want my throw-down gun, too?
No. You keep that.
Those pants look good on you.
Mm-hmm. That would look terrible on me or on the wall.
Yeah. He's going to hate me for telling this on him because he's a real humble guy, but he also served 4 years in Afghanistan training the Afghan officers, police officers. So, anyway.
To what rank?
From generals down.
No, I mean, what was your rank?
I wasn't in the military. I was a civilian contractor working for the State Department training the Afghan.
Yeah. He's a mercenary.
So
yeah. You a mercenary?
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about
that. Did you bring back any fingers?
They're
old. Nah, man. Fingers are old school. I bring back toes.
And pants.
I got all of Al-Qaeda's pants.
Al-Qaeda's pants?
That's why they're always wearing drapes.
It's hard for somebody to shoot at you when their nuts are hanging out.
Seriously, try it sometimes. See how secure you feel.
So,
what's the matter, Mark?
No, it's just funny. Gordon's wife's fiance, almost wife, she's been on this show too before to bring on a dog. They're both really dedicated volunteers with us. So
I think anybody that will foster animals, since Paul's in a city, does not have a freestanding building.
Mm-hmm.
To foster a dog, to me, is a big deal because once they're in the house, to me, they stay in the house,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to turn them loose, but they know that if I keep this dog, I can't take another one. So, and Johnny knows that. That's why she keeps pushing dogs on me.
Right.
You know, so what? You got four dogs. What's another 38?
You got plenty of room.
Not you like you're running out of space.
Mm-hmm. You got plenty of ficus trees for those animals to piss in.
Right.
They feel like they're pissing outside, and if you want... Since all your dogs are yard broken, we can bring you other dogs that like pissing in the house. Any events this weekend?
Yes, we're going to be at Whole Foods, Lakewood. So that's 2118 Abrams.
Luke Bryan likes Whole Foods.
Man, I love Whole Foods. You know what's great about Whole Foods? Other grocery stores, they only give you parts of food.
I just brought that up. There's somebody on hold going... that wants to know who does a Luke Bryan impersonation.
I'd like to say thank you to Mr. Russ Martin for the setup. Much obliged.
That never gets... I laugh every time I hear that.
Man, you shouldn't. It's stupid. Yeah, every one of you laughed at that stupid-ass Whole Foods joke. Y'all are idiots.
It's like throwing a English accent into something.
Yeah, if Luke says it, it's usually kind of funny.
It's like, really? Him?
Is that your leader?
He's your leader. Same thing with Luke.
Mm-hmm.
I love Whole Foods.
It's the best. They give you actual whole pieces of chicken. Seriously, try that. Other store? Mm-mm. Only give you little bits. Then I got to go back and complain. I got to write a poor review on Yelp. It's really daunting, too, because I always... Oh, I'm sorry. Was that too strong? I'm kind of a lightning rod on Yelp.
That's got to be the first time anywhere Luke Bryan has gone, oh, f***ers.
Well, give me the whole damn chicken.
Why don't you call yourself Peace Foods?
That's right. Oh, Little Bits of Food Store. No, man, I'm going to Whole Foods. where it's natural and it's whole.
Mark, give a website.
Yes, policycity.org, and you can also follow us on Facebook.
We'll all right. Thank you, boss.
Martin Show. Martin Show.
651, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Geico. Let's get started off in Dallas, north on I-35. Right at I-30, right there on the Mixmaster. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back from Marsalis. In Grand Prairie, eastbound 30, right at Beltline Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back to the bush. Let's move into Arlington, eastbound 20 at Matlock Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back from Bowen Road. And... I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's good.
In Colleyville, southbound 121, right at Glade Road. Got some police activity there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from 360. All right, let's do a couple here. Caller number 7 wins a pair of tickets to go see the Stars take on the Anaheim Ducks March 1st at the AAC. And caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets to go see Kid Rock at the Jexit on July 23rd. Before you can buy them, call us 214-817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Cloudy and 61 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, then not cloudy as we hit a high around 63. Right now, 70 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay, let me take this one. Is it Arminda?
Arminda.
Okay. Sorry, baby. How do you spell your first name?
A-R-M-I-N-D-A.
All right. It's way off. He spelled it. My bad. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
What'd you need, sweetie?
I was just calling because me and my boyfriend are currently arguing about who in the hell does the Luke Bryant impersonation.
How do you know it's not really Luke Bryan?
Because it's not Luke Bryan.
So it's a bad impersonation?
Mm-hmm. No, it's actually a really good one. Mm-hmm. It's just I can't figure out who it is, and he swears it's Dan.
Who do you think it is?
I have no damn idea who it is.
I tell you what, hold on a second. Alfie.
Okay.
Yo.
Have you already given away both sets of tickets?
No.
Hang on. Did you hang up, sweetie?
No, I'm still here.
No. Hold on. What is it you're giving away, Alfie?
I'm giving away a pair of tickets to Kid Rock at the Jexa on July 23rd.
I just want to know the two.
Kid Rock and Stars.
Why'd we double up?
Because they've loaded us up with a crap ton of prizes today.
Why?
I don't know.
I already told Don I didn't want any giveaways unless we get to keep them.
I want to go to Stars.
Stars?
Yeah, we'll go Stars game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Alfie, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. What caller for the Stars?
Caller number 2 has won the Stars.
Oh.
Or sorry, the guy on line 2. He's technically caller number 7.
Sorry, I can't help you, Dan.
Radio?
All right. Just put them on hold. Tell them you get their information after the show. Because I want you to focus on the show.
Got it.
Okay. You actually had that, I'm assuming, real look.
Mm-hmm.
When people call and they get confused.
Yep.
Yeah, that was perfect.
You kind of look around like, hey, what happened?
All right. He just said my name. What do I do now?
Radio?
Yeah. Your name Armando?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Well, now?
Who do you think's talking to you?
Jesus?
No.
Can I guess?
Sure, if you want to.
Skip Bayless?
No.
Roger Miller?
Almost. Roger.
One of the Statler brothers?
I think instead of taking callers, we should go back to, Chloe, what I used to do to them when I did middays. The Eagle? Make them spell words.
Yes.
Oh, that is,
and you don't even tell them what the word is before they call in.
It's cruel.
First person can spell meretricious.
But it was all an automated sounding call.
I know, but that's different. Why are you pointing to Kenzie?
I was saying she could play.
Kenzie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spell meretricious.
M. A. M. E.
You only get one swipe at it.
Give me another one.
Ambidextrous.
A. M. B. I. D. E. X. T.
Did you miss it?
R. I. O. U. S.
Ah, so close.
Spell. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Sound it out.
S. U. P. E.
Do not waste my time with this.
She's so focused. She's like, I'm going to get this.
I'm going to get this. That way I will always sound precocious.
How do you spell ambidextrous?
Ambidextrous?
Yeah, it was ambidextrous.
I don't know. I'm right-handed. Leave me alone.
There's no I.
Oh, ambidextrous.
There was always two that I would give them.
Ubiquitous.
Yeah, ubiquitous or meretricious.
I love ubiquitous. That's a good word.
Yeah.
And actually, ubiquitous is easy to spell.
He said ambidextrous.
Leave me alone. Dance, don't look it up.
I'm just typing in different things.
All right. Let me go back to the chick. All right, I got nothing to give you. Who do you think on the show is doing it?
I really don't have any idea, but my boyfriend swears it's Dan, and it just doesn't sound like it would be him to me.
Why is that?
I don't know. It just doesn't sound like he can make that kind of voice.
Okay, let's go through a few of the different voices. Have you heard us do Tom Brokaw?
That one I have not heard yet.
How long have you guys been listening?
My boyfriend's been listening since the Bible was written, but I've only been listening for a few years.
Hmm.
Really? Wow. Must be intermittent.
Did you say the Bible or the bottle?
Bible. Bible,
oh. Yeah. The bottle makes more sense for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Since the bottle was invented. Yeah, we needed something to drink out of.
Yeah. It wasn't until then that we started it.
Okay. We're going to do the voice. Give you another chance to guess on who it is.
Okay. All right?
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Arminda, is that you? Why are you laughing, girl?
Because it's so funny.
Why? I haven't said anything funny yet.
It's just the voice.
So you're making fun of me?
Absolutely.
Well, that's not nice, you whore.
Hang on a second. Can I join in?
Oh, my God. It's Tom Brokaw.
Armando, this is Tom Brokaw from NBC Nightly News.
That's Russ. Tom Brokaw's definitely Russ.
Well, you're a whore.
See, that's what I said.
It is.
Hang on. Who else? Hello, is this Armando?
Oh.
This is Goopy Dog. You slut.
Apparently you can call a woman anything as long as you do it in a funny voice.
Which one?
I'm dying.
What else do I have?
Hey, I'm on. It's James Brown.
Oh, God.
You're saying my name wrong. You're saying my name wrong. It's Arminda.
Well, whatever. I'm a black man, you're a stupid woman.
Tell Russ Martin.
Hey, James Brown. How do you know it's Russ Martin? Does it say Russ Martin? Hey, James Brown.
Because I know it's Russ Martin. You're horrible at impersonations.
What did you say?
Whoa.
Well, then, how do you pronounce your first name again?
Arminda.
From this point forward, I will no longer do impersonations because of Arminda.
No, stop that. Arminda, you take it back right now.
He called me a whore. All's fair.
So did Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan called you a whore?
Yeah, but Luke Bryan.
And so did Droopy Dog. Okay. And so did Tom Brokaw from the Sweet Islanders.
Definitely not.
Whore. You're worse than Kai's room.
See, she likes your Brokaw.
It's Dan that does Luke Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
It is Dan that does Luke Bryan.
Sure is.
Well, damn, now that sucks.
What did she say?
She said that sucks.
Oh.
So did you guys have a bet over it?
We did have a bet.
What was the bet?
I don't know if it's rated for radio.
I bet I know what you got to do. I bet it's horror stuff.
You're damn right it is.
Would you like Luke to sing to you?
No, please don't.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's me.
That's my song.
Bitch slammed my Tom Brokaw.
I don't think she was talking about bro. I don't know. She don't know what she's saying. She's crazy. Don't listen to her.
All right, then I'm abandoning anything I do.
No, you are not.
She's being honest. If it sucks, it sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Obviously, she's the only one who got the lips to tell me it sucks.
Your Brokaw is phenomenal.
Yeah. And she's doing it just because she got called whore by three different people.
That is true.
Now, Luke Bryan called her whore. She didn't have a problem with that.
That's because she thinks Luke Bryan's hot.
Yeah.
Which I still think is
weird. Tom Brokaw is hot.
I think Brokaw is hot as well.
I was watching the Saturday Night Live special from Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching it on Hulu early this morning.
Yeah.
And I forgot who was doing the Brokaw, but no brag on myself. But theirs wasn't really that good. It was intelligible.
Sometimes I think what happens is, especially on Saturday Night Live, they may not have anyone that does a killer impression of anyone, but they can do one that's just kind of passable to where it's like, okay, I get it. And then they can make fun of that person, even though the impression may not be the best.
Who is the guy that on the Weekend Update would do Stefan?
That is it Bill Hader?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever heard him do Alan Alda?
No, I haven't.
It's perfect. And it's somebody that you'd never really think of. I know Kinsey has no idea who Alan Alda is.
No.
He does Alda really good. And say hello to my little friend.
Al Pacino?
Yes. I forget who was trying to do Brokaw. I went, dude, you're on national television. You do better than that. 40 years of SNL, and that's the best you can come up with? At least maybe prime yourself with the music.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. This is Tom Brokaw from NBC Nightly News in New York. Asteroids are headed towards the Earth to obliterate all humanity. But first, birthdays.
Yay.
That's how you start a nightly news.
Okay. It's odd, out of all the people in the show, they couldn't figure out who was doing Luke Bryan. Because I don't sound anything like him. Your Brokaw sucks. Well, since you lost a bet, looks like you get to suck too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get on it, girl.
Suck it for him, baby.
Suck it for me. That was actually the original title of that song, but my label said no. Bunch of pansies. You know what they did, though? They gave the same lyrics to Miranda Lambert. Oh, she'll win a Grammy. Actually, speaking of Luke Bryan, the real one. Cut 9. Luke Bryan is actually going to be doing a brief tour of Europe at the end of the month. And he's excited about it for a couple of reasons.
I know. just talk.
Jeez. I do. I know.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm so excited. I know.
You just have to power through it.
I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I know.
It's of all the ones that I've worked on and really tried to get down, Dan just walks in and says,
"Hi, I'm Luke Bryan." Hi.
I got nothing. Maybe Droopy Dog.
Well, you got Droopy. You got Brokaw.
And the Fresca thing.
The Fresca?
Ted Knight.
I'm not from Scott.
Do you even know what that's from?
Absolutely not. Caddyshack.
There you go.
Okay. How about a Fresca? Yeah. See, you do good on that one.
And all the other ones.
I know.
I can't.
Man, you got to play it. I know.
I know. Just talking with other artist friends that have gone over there, they the enthusiasm and the passion and the fans over there is, from what I hear, is on a whole other level of, you know, music enthusiasm and stuff like that. So I'm excited to get over there and see these countries and see the beer. The beer is going to be really good, I bet.
Mm-hmm. I love beer.
You like to go look at beer?
I do. That's what I do. I'm going to go international, and I'm going to look at beer. I'm probably going to drink some of it. My wife's going to be pissed, but I'm still going to drink some. I'm just excited to be going to Europe.
You know, you could go to Canada and look at Moosehead beer.
Man, that's not the same. That's not Europe. That's Canada. I want to go to Europe. I want to become cultured.
International.
Mm-hmm.
See these countries and see the beer. The beer is going to be really good, I bet. Probably come back 20 pounds heavier. Not good to, yeah, I'll have to do spring break right when I get back from Europe. I'll probably look like Elvis at 42, sweating out Amsterdam.
Yeah, I'm a douchebag.
You know, right there at the end where he stopped talking and you started, I'm looking at the player and I went, all right, the clip has stopped. Why is Luke still talking?
Man, it ain't that good.
No, I didn't realize it.
Stop it.
Because his last line.
I know, just talking Amsterdam.
It's like when you continued after that, I thought, okay, something's wrong with my computer again.
Mm-hmm. No, but I am. I'm really excited about going over there. Like I said, you have all those guys, all those fans that are just super excited about, what do they call it, music. And since I occasionally make some, I think it's a match made in heaven. But while I'm there, I got to make sure, my wife said, I got to get cultured. Because I'm not cultured enough. I told her, I said, hey, I thought it was pretty cultural when I drove myself into my own pond. But she said that wasn't enough. So my plan is, I'm going to run up to that David statue, and I'm going to give it a big old Leesburg, Georgia bear hug.
Is that the guy with no arms?
Well, he was it's a sculpture. It's the one where his balls hang out. So I figure,
where do you plan on hugging him?
All around his balls. I mean, I got to be true to me, so I get some culture by seeing this famous statue, and then I'll cup him a bit.
You're going to cup David's balls?
Mm-hmm. The guys in the band say that's what you're supposed to do. Kind of like when you go to that fountain in Italy, it's not far from David, and you dip your balls in that and make a wish.
Which fountain is that?
The what's it called? The triple fountain? The triply fountain?
The teabag fountain?
That's it, the teabag fountain. Mm-hmm. Real popular. Everyone knows about it. Kids do it too.
Dip their balls in the water and make a wish?
I think so. I know it's real awkward for the girls, but whatever. Do as they do in Paris. But the key is,
you
I don't
know
want...
what they say when in Rome, do as the Bransfield.
Oh, that's Rome? Right. I thought it was Paris. Yeah, but see, the thing is, I don't want everybody to think I'm a tourist. So what I did is I got myself a beret. I got a long, girly cigarette holder. And as soon as I get there, I'm going to get me one of them gay Frenchie mime shirts.
I don't know what those look like. Are you talking about the black and white?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the stripy ones. It's kind of like jail, but pinstrap.
Yeah, I wore one like that, but it was orange and white.
Yeah, I Googled that, man. That's unfortunate.
I must have been a South Lake mime.
You were stuck in a box.
For 3.5 hours.
That's for sure.
So your wife thinks you have no culture whatsoever.
Well, see, I disagree with that, because I tried telling her, it's like, I eat yogurt with culture. So I'm full of culture. Probiotics, that's culture. What?
That's more of. Man, I really hate to be on the explaining side.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I confuse people? Hey, speaking of Europe, did y'all know that their cars have steering wheels on the wrong side?
Well, they're actually. How much of this do you want me to help you with?
Oh, you don't have to. You don't have to help a whole lot.
All right. No, I didn't know that.
That's a perfect amount of help. I've decided. I've just said, screw it. I'm just going to take my truck over there. Why bother with one of those little Yugos that go the wrong way? I'm going to get myself my Silverado. Wait, is that what I endorse, Silverado, or is it Dodge? I'm going to get whatever truck is sponsoring the tour, mm-hmm. and I'm going to drive on the proper side of the road and teach these Euros something. Anyway.
Show them what a head-on collision looks like.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. I'm scared of roundabouts.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's just... a traffic control system. That's not like where you throw $20 in the middle of the room and turn the lights off. Right?
So I don't have to have cash?
You need cash. You just don't have to come first.
But I'm American. I like to be first. I like to win. Anyways,
man, I'm struggling to help you with this.
You don't need it. See, other things I'm excited about when I go to Europe is when I go to Venice, I'm going to be sure to bring my trolling motor. You know, I mean, it's a city full of water. You know there's good fish in there. And if they don't allow the trolling motor, then fine. I'll just get my jet skis and ride my sweet-ass wave runner up and down that bitch.
Are they too slow for you?
Mm-hmm.
Makes you think you need a trolling motor. Why not just take an Evinrude?
Well, I could do that, too. I just wanted to
a nice cigarette boat where they let you smoke.
Man, that sounds pretty good. Either that or a fan boat. That'd be fun. Or, you know what I should also do? I know. I'm going to sing London Bridge is Falling on the London Bridge. That'll be epic.
Didn't they move that to Arizona or something?
Well, that would seem counterproductive.
Didn't they move London Bridge someplace?
I don't know.
They did, yeah.
Where to?
Russ is right. Some Arizona town.
Well, what kind of bull is that? It's London Bridge.
I go all the way to London, and there ain't no fucking bridge.
I know. It's not the Scottsdale Bridge. That's just stupid. Oh, well.
Didn't they move it brick by brick?
They did. They took it, like you said, they broke it down brick by brick, shipped it over, put it back together.
Some place in Arizona or something like that.
Exactly. They're building some community around it.
I don't know. I mean, this we're talking about something that happened over a decade, two decades ago. I had no
idea. You don't have an idea about lots of things. Speaking of that.
Did we trade out for the Loch Ness Monster?
Man, I love Nessie. That's a big bitch. The other good thing about Europe, especially when I'm in Italy. I think it's Italy. Yeah. Yeah, it's Italy. I'm excited because I'm going to finally get some authentic Venetian blinds.
Made by Venetians.
Uh-huh. Everything else is just a knockoff. I'm ready for the real deal.
Brian, got to get blind.
I am, man. I got to bring something home for the Mrs. Brian. You don't want her going off on you. Let me tell you. You will not see the sun come up. I mean it. No, really. She gets big.
Like how big?
Like 50 foot tall.
And that's your whole plan for the trip?
Well, not the whole plan. I got other things I want to do. Like, I was reading this travel manual. Did guess what they call a quarter pounder in France?
France.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. What?
They call it a Royale with cheese.
Damn it, I knew that one.
I know, man. You can learn a lot so long as you just pay attention.
Look at the big brain on Luke. But you plan on buying the Venetian blinds.
Venetian blinds, that's right. How do those Venetians make shades that they can't see, though? These are the kinds of questions that keep me up at night.
See, the Venetians aren't blind.
They're not? Oh. Well, do they have Home Depot? Well, I'm just curious if they don't. I want to know if they have a Home Depot in Italy because I've decided I'm going to pick up some fellers and we're going to fix that leaning tower before someone gets hurt. Seriously, it's a hazard. Everyone just takes photos around as if nothing's going to happen. Someday that bitch going to fall. I can fix it
with a bunch of day workers.
Yup.
Oh, this is the thing I'm probably most excited about. You ready?
Please let it be a good one.
Oh, it is. Did you know they have an entire town called Copenhagen? Come on, man. That town's full of it. I'm going to chew my way through Europe. And then I'm going to meet the King of Belgium.
Don't.
Because you know his house is full of waffles.
I hope they're not stale.
Or blue.
That's what I meant.
Man, I'm sorry. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to russmartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show video and audio archives, go to russmartin.fm. Other show websites, djclo.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and anything else Kinsey has us signed up for. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com, where Nikki Six is up next. And for all things talk radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys later.
Bye, y'all.
The Metroplex.